Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back,
in your spine.
Feel it. Feel it in your
feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it in your
spine. Feel it. Feel it in your
feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it
in your
24-carat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three. Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini Grand Number 1, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini Grand Number 2, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure, for $500. Mini Grand Number 3, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement, and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000, Fem Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banshee versus Executive versus Big Girls. Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty. Banshee Girls as Princess Tiana. Executives as Mary Poppins. And Big Girls as your fairy godmother. All for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance. The Wizard. Ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grands include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's Loyal Companion for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, Showcase in Face,
thank you for calling.
Body and Realness for
$500.
Femme Queen Performance, Rapunzel, 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 let your hair down and bring us a heel just as high as you dare for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission, $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Deborah, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite beats by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September.
Thank you for calling. You have reached 202-560.
Legendary mother Power Infinity, icon Angel Milan, and icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gown for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen Up and Drags Realness for $100. Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy. And your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th. This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
We want to welcome everyone to Tenzer Chops, the weekend recap. This is Marcus, one of the special guests, Alexis, Laura. You guys here?
Yo, what up?
Oh, Laura.
What up? Well, what up?
Alexis, you're here? I guess not.
Wait, yes. What you say? Oh, Laura, like that for Marcus?
You were trying to give us trade today.
I'm all fuzzy. All right, let me.
Rodney is on his way in. He's having some phone difficulties. But we want to tell everybody, definitely get ready. We want to start a few minutes early because we know tonight's going to be explosive. Actually, I'm going to throw a plug in. It's going to be pandemonium.
Girl, Marcus,
girl, save that shit, Miss Thing. Save that shit.
Okay.
You didn't save your shit last night, Alexis, at the Rumble.
Well,
so you're just going to jump off at me right off the door.
I have a lot to address.
Because when I tried to jump off on you last week, when we were talking about San Antonio not being able to attend your ball, you wanted me to be quiet.
I didn't have a ball last week.
Well, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Get it, got it, good.
Yes. So, Rodney, please call in. We don't want to start the madness without you. But we know you're on I-85. But, yeah, you were definitely part of the madness today. How was everybody's weekend?
Already?
Well, who's
no,
that?
I'm at work. Shut up.
I thought they were starting already. Well, my weekend was cool, Marcus, or whatever. Just chilling with my kids or whatever and hanging out. Saw a couple people and shit. Just, you know, did what I did.
I think I saw you at the Daiquiri Factory.
I'm still there in Atlanta. Where you at? Are you still in Atlanta or did you leave?
Yeah, I was thinking I would run into you tonight at All You Can Eat Crab Legs, but you know, we had the show, so I decided to pay it.
I wore myself out this weekend. Alexis, when I tell y'all, well, you and Marcus, when I tell y'all I got so high, Alexis, I did like about 4 bags. Like, oh my God. Like, my nose is still like literally just carrying it right now.
Well, Alexis thinks 4 bags is nothing.
Girl, are you serious? Yo.
So what happened now? What did I say, Marcus? I'm sorry.
She said she did 4 bags this weekend. I said, you did 4 bags in a day.
4 bags? What's 20? Girl, you was an amateur, girl. Sit down, dude.
I was drinking and smoking too, but I did most of my shit on Saturday, or was, you could say Sunday morning. Sunday night, Sunday morning, however you want to put it. The night of that, like I did 3 bags that night, and then I did my other bag yesterday. And then that's why I didn't make it to the aftermath, because I crashed. I was like,
okay, anyway, fuck all that, because that's amateur bullshit. Let's get started.
Oh, well, before we continue, we have to take a small commercial break.
All right.
The New York City Rumble number 69, Heat Wave.
Yeah.
The Latex Ball Aftermath, 2014. Sunday, August 17th in New York City. Your cash categories include 10 Queen Big Girls Runway for $100, Open to all European runway for 100. Femme Queen Body for 100. Butch Queen Face for 100. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness for 100. Woman's Vogue for 100. Woman's Best Dress for 100. Butch Queen Foot and Eye for 100. Butch Queen Vogue Femme Dramatics for 100. Butch Queen and Drag's Realness for 100. Butch Queen Sex Siren for 100. Mini Grand Number 1, The Letitia Effect. Femme Queen Performance for $200. Mini Grand Number 2, The All-American. Butch versus Trans Man All-American Runway for $200. And your grand prize, The Coin Flip. Butch Queen Realness with a Twist for $500. To ensure the ball starts on time, grand prize will be called exactly at 12:30 a.m. Again, that's the New York City Rumble number 69, Heat Wave, the Latex Ball Aftermath, Sunday, August 17th at Club Escalitas, 301 West 39th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue in New York City. Admission, $20 all night. LSS begins at 11:30, and again, grand prize will be called at exactly 12:30 a.m. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 17th, the New York City Rumble number 69, Heat Wave.
All right, the New York Rumble, 69. You know, that's some of y'all favorite numbers. In New York.
Girl, I thought y'all was about to play that Florida Awards Ball commercial again.
Laura, read your contract.
Okay, so listen, y'all. Where are we going to start at?
Cool.
Let's start on the west. I mean, on the west coast. Anybody got any updates about Detroit? We can go ahead and get that in Kansas City out of the way, because Atlanta was a lot of cheese. So anybody from the west coast? I mean, from the west, not west coast. Anybody from the Midwest want to call in and have something they want to say about the ball this weekend? Mooka, if you're listening, or somebody can get Mooka on the phone, so that we can get some highlights of the ball. Tree, I know you're probably listening. Can you call in so we can get this underway? Gigi, if somebody can find Gigi and get her on the line so that we can find out what happened in Kansas City, or Logic, somebody. Or if someone is at the ball this weekend, call in so we can get it together.
Right. And then can the girls go and get Donye ready to call in? Hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, find Donye.
But you said you was calling in, good or bad. And, you know, so I'm sure you have a lot to say now that your ball is over.
Some of the girls owe him an apology.
Girl, Miss Alexis, this is the truth, honey. The truth will still stop. Well, Miss Alexis, let's be clear. You would be one of the girls that owe him an apology.
Bitch, no, I never. Who is this? Calling me from Alabama. Hold on, y'all.
Now she wants to say, hold on. Girl.
Hold my mule.
Yeah. Still stuck, honey. I mean, it was what it was. But, child, that was very last minute, honey.
Where's Rodney? Hold on, let me.
Well, as far as that ball in Kansas City, I heard Ms. Ming Lee Blahnik, I think she is. She won the $1,000 for, was it Open to All Face or Female Figure Face or whatever it was?
It was Female Figure Face.
Right. Who else won?
Our congratulations to Pri Escada for winning Best Dress.
Whoa. Let's get back to this comment that you made before I had went on hold.
Who's calling who?
Gigi, baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How long do you want it?
Baby, cut that
heat. How long do you need it?
However do you need it?
don't appreciate Rodney being the only one to have introduction music. I do this shit too. Fuck out of here.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hold on. Yeah, hey, Rodney, hold on. I could want to talk to you. So, Marcus, what the fuck did you say before I went on?
I said you're going to owe him an apology too.
Bitch, I was the only... you know what? I'm glad you said that. See, I was telling your ass not to be so negative towards him because you was the main one saying that his ball was going to be a flop.
That's a lie.
Girl, do you want me to go pull up the messages?
You can.
Okay, hopefully.
You were the one telling the girls not to go. I was there with my house.
Okay, girl, hold on. Let me pull up the messages. I knew this was going to happen.
Wait, you said you was there with your house? How many house members was there?
404-822. We have a call.
Oh, okay.
404-822. 404-822. You're live. Going once. Switchboard, are they on here or no?
Take me damn key before I come home.
404-822, you're live.
Here, write the last one.
They're gone. All righty. Have you found these messages yet, Alexis?
Oh, bitch, I'm pulling up. I'm going to the office. You know, we talk
okay, I just.
So, Rodney, how are you feeling today?
I'm good. My on my way back home, you know, I had no sickness, so I had to wait to get a sickness to be able to call in.
We're going to dock you an hour for that, but just to let you know, your check going to be short.
Oh, back to that Kansas City real quick. I wanted to say congratulations, legendary runners, Tanya Chanel. Escada won the $500, the realness, I think it was an Escada.
Lucky Escada, that's correct.
And Mingley won
$1,000. Yeah, Film Queen Face was won by Mother Lily Escada, but I heard they tried it. A lot of people said that they actually tried her for her gown.
Well,
because it was a very
I'm not quite sure how could lie. We'll take the win, but Ming's a Film Queen too, so... How did Ming win face if Lala
won?
Ming
is a drag.
No, she's a Fem Queen.
She walked
Fem Queen face at the St. Louis Awards Ball. We cleared that up the last time I was there.
Well, this ball,
she was a Fem Queen.
This ball, she won drag face.
Rodney, didn't I clear that up at the last ball? And she battled Lala for Fem Queen face because she was moaning?
Yeah, that is true.
It's on. Well, congratulations. Because she is a pretty girl. She is a pretty girl.
But she not.
Who? Who not a pretty girl, Laura?
Miss Ming Blondie. No, she ain't. She ain't cute.
Don't do that.
She's pretty. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Father Byron Escada for winning the $200 for Runway London X Prodigy 007. Actually won European Runway, Rodney.
Jariah Ebony won the $500.
Congratulations, Jariah.
What else? Oh, Bobby Revlon won Fem Queen Performance, I think.
She just Dan Walt?
Yeah, Barbie, she won Fem Queen Performance, and Alana won Drags, and it was something else. Was there any other cash categories? I think that was it. Was the main?
I think they all were cash, but you mean like major cash, right?
Right, yeah.
So congratulations to Gigi and Logic on a successful ball. Congratulations to all the People's Choice winners. Congratulations on your wins and you being the People's Choice. All right, that's Kansas City. During Detroit, they had a free ball during the day. Chaos Mizrahi, another $1,000 win. So congratulations to Chaos.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And then that evening was Father Mooka Chanel's ball, Have versus Have Nots. Hydro Chanel won the Thug Realness for the $500. That's all I was told. That's all I remember.
Who won the runway category?
I don't remember. Congratulations to Mother Chanel Herrera on your move. Congratulations. We wish you well. Anything else? The Detroit, they may call me, yeah.
Moving on.
Let's
so do y'all
want to
skip over Atlanta? Do y'all want to skip over Atlanta and go to the Rumble Ball, or do y'all want to go right to the Atlanta Ball then to the Rumble Ball afterwards?
Well, something tells me that once we go to Atlanta, we probably won't get off of it.
Okay.
So,
we
Alexis, would you like
to the Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alexis.
On last night, Jack hosted Rumble 68, I believe.
Yes.
Jack, he's trying to do a new thing where we're starting the Rumble Balls the grand prize will be called at 12:30. And then we'll go to intermission and come back and finish the rest of the categories. And it kind of worked out for the better last night. Grand prize was called at 12:30. We had.
So grand prize was called at 12:30.
Word.
Grand prize was
Jack.
Called at 12:30 on the dot.
Okay, Jack.
Kiana, Balenciaga Waltz, Barbie Prodigy, Beauty. I don't know what name does she go by.
Garcon.
No, I thought maybe she'd go by another name. Beauty Garcon. It was some Revlon child. I cannot remember her name.
Yeah, I don't know her name either. She was cute.
She's real.
Mm-hmm.
Sekou Prodigy. I want to say G Prodigy. Waltz. I think that was the light skin child. Danny Khan walked. Let me see. Icon. What's her name? The one that walks Femme Queen Performance, the big girl. Oh, shit.
Tania?
Anyway. No. I can't think of her name. Diamond.
Oh,
Diamond.
The Icon Child. The Icon
yeah.
Child. The Dark Shin
with
Diamond. Yeah.
I can't remember who else walked. Grand Prize, Kiana Aga. Her and the Revlon were the last two. We had a couple of redemptions. And how he did it was everybody that paid that walked the Grand Prize, they had to pay a $10 fee. $10 pot. The last two people split the pot. So both of them got something. So Kiana went home with like $600 or something, and then the other girl, she got like $100 or something.
Okay. Wait, I got a question about that category, though.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold.
I got a question about the realness category. So with someone, so if a fifth queen gets a pussy and they're as a new woman, they still can walk realness, correct?
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking because a lot of people made it a big deal. I remember when they had this in Chicago and people were trying to say, well, she had a pussy, and then, you know, some judges had their own interpretation, and, you know,
I'm not being funny or anything. Just because you have gone through SRS doesn't change your physical look.
Right.
I mean, a bush queen can go get a pussy and still like a man. So it really, that doesn't change a lot.
Okay.
You still have, it's not like your body starts to produce estrogen and you.
You're saying a pussy doesn't make you real.
Yeah.
So who taught G Prodigy?
I'm not sure.
Was it Scooter?
I'm not sure. Uh-huh. No, so I don't think it was Scooter. Was it? Scooter sat next to me, so I don't think so. Yeah, we already know that.
Rodney, you're very quiet.
What other categories did they have?
The Tessa Redham.
Who? Congratulations to Tamaya Balenciaga.
Yeah.
So, she wants him, huh?
Who chopped Danny? Who chopped G? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
I heard it was Scooter or it was Tiny. Was Tiny on the panel? LaBeija?
I think so.
Okay.
I heard it was somewhere in that little section, that little. It was either Scooter or whoever was next to Scooter.
Scooter was next to me. Vivian, is her name Vivian Vixen?
I don't think it was her. I think it was Tiny, because Tiny was like
Scooter.
In the middle. So yeah. It was one of the. It had to, well, mm.
What you say, Ronnie?
I said no spitting or nothing afterwards.
No spitting?
I know.
What is it? Somebody was spitting? What happened?
Oh, never mind. It'll come to you.
No spitting after
it. So what was all that shade about Jack reading this Tamaya? Like, she called Miss Thing a drag queen or something? She called Miss Tutu a drag queen?
She said that she wasn't a femme queen. And Jack was like, well, we don't know the difference these days. You know, y'all go in the microwave, fresh number three, and then poof, y'all fell for yourself. Classic Jack shade, you know.
Yes.
Classic Jack shade.
The category was femme performance, or was it female figure performance, or how did that go?
It was femme queen performance, and I want to say it might have been for $100, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. I think all categories was for $100, Ronnie, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, her problem was that Tutu, she said Tutu, it wasn't that she's not a femme queen. She said she didn't look like a femme queen. She looked like a dragon, which I understood. To be honest, I understood because the category did ask for a certain thing, and I kind of understood where she was coming from. No shade.
Oh,
but,
congratulations to Derek Icon.
About himself and being a lady, looking like a lady, and all that.
Right, like. You know, Tutu give you very Shadira and Tiffany up in drag.
You have an incoming call.
You know what I mean?
323-286, you're live.
Here. Hi.
Hello, 323-286.
That's
hey.
I like
hello.
I love your hair.
I ain't got time for Michi being high tonight. I'm sober.
You calling in 15 minutes late like that Tuesday night shit. We're not using that tonight, so we're going to put you back on hold.
First of all, I'm 10 minutes late because I'm sure you were not on at 8:30.
No, we
The Tuesday night test. Thank you.
They laid off. They laid off the Labor Day.
Listen,
I will cut this show off.
Just listen.
Congratulations to Derek Icon, him and MC Deborah. She's not selling. MC Deborah was the last down for Oway, and they both put on a good show. Who else? They had Butch Queen Softer Cunt. That was a good category also. Oh, don't ask me who won. I forgot. Y'all know I don't pay attention to show. So I don't know names.
Well, you were judging. How did you not pay attention?
I don't know names, Marcus. I'm looking at what I see in front of me. I don't keep up with who won.
The girls were really soft and cunt, Alexis?
They actually were. And,
oh,
and
wow.
They were entertaining. That was a good part.
I'll have to see it.
What other category? I think that was it as far as winners that I can remember.
Oh, who won Twist? I heard that was a key category for the night.
Oh, shit.
Alexis, no more ball reporter for you, girl.
Because I heard some people, well, this is what I was told.
Michi, let me explain something to you. I'm not going to ever have to sit on a panel and look behind my back. Okay? And I'm not, we don't even have to get into it. I mean, I will entertain if I have to, but that's not one thing that I'm worried about. And no, I'm not no big and bad bitch, but it's just I'm not going to worry about that.
So the category is closed for drag race.
One person walked drag race and she was chopped.
Who chopped her?
I did.
Alexis.
So why are you chopping her?
You didn't see her face at 1 minute and 47 seconds of the video?
No, I saw the bumps. I saw a lot of the bumps. At first, you couldn't tell from the, because I only saw the picture, you know, the far away picture. From far away, you was like, oh, she was sitting. But then when she stepped into that light, that's when I even told Alexa, I said, ooh. Like, you could see it all through her makeup. Like, it was real strong. She tried to cover up with a little pink, little shadow on her cheeks, and you couldn't, no. Nah.
Yeah. What she should have did was stay to the left, because I'm staying to the right, because I left gave it away.
She's in that wild.
Well, this is the thing, and people think I'm a shady person. I'm really not. After I chopped, I told Mike and I can't think of his name, Alex's boyfriend, Weezy. I told them exactly what was wrong, and I even told her. A lot of people are like, "Oh, that was a fierce chop." It wasn't that. What was going on? It was a lot of stuff that was going on that people didn't see or probably couldn't hear. Because of the crowd, that was my facial response to what was being said to me. I wasn't worried about nothing, but, you know, it is what it is.
Baby, that look was very ATL 2006, bitch. I got my life, bitch.
She was the most beautiful tonight.
That was her, darling.
Terrible.
They gave me very well. R used to touch the girl's face. Even when R used to touch the girl's face, with her face, and then she would give him that stern chop, bitch. That's what it kind of gave me, very slight, like.
Okay, she gave me temperance. The little walk for me Wednesday ball, honey.
Uh huh.
Where she told me this thing, step into the light.
Step into the light.
Hold on, wait. Y'all not gonna discuss my daughter.
No, I live for Miss Jasmine. Miss Jasmine was mud, but your Miss Jasmine wasn't having it that night either. She said, hold my purse.
Yeah, she wasn't. She said, hold my purse, and she gagged.
Yes,
and
she did.
She gagged when all them Chanel's got up, and Miss Red Chanel got up, and they was about to wear her out some. This thing. She moved on back, darling.
So, I think that was it.
Oh, but anyway, I was going to say, for the twist category, Mark is everybody, so... What was to me was
you have an incoming call.
Private caller, you're live. Private caller.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, y'all dry shit, but can y'all just let me know what ball Naima gonna walk magic stick so I got my damn $30 ready?
At Pandemonium in Charlotte on December
6th. I'm gonna be there.
Okay.
Okay, so was that it for New York? Can we go ahead and get Atlanta, please?
Yeah.
Well, Rodney, would you like to start off with the recap? You've been very quiet. I guess we lost Rodney. Oh, I got you. This weekend was Bankhead to Buckhead. After a few discrepancies, we went from Bankhead to Decatur to the deck. So we appropriately renamed the ball Bankhead to the deck. Despite all of the controversy around...
You said y'all renamed the ball what?
From Bankhead to the deck.
Okay, go ahead.
So despite all of the controversy... and issues that surrounded the ball, hectic issues, I must say that Donye pulled it off. He had a very successful ball, all categories called, all cash given out, and it seems as though everybody who was there actually enjoyed themselves. You know, sometimes a ball can just be kind of dry. Just about every category was competitive, and all of the cash categories, the major cash categories, were definitely competitive. The ball was at this place called Obsessions, which was his Friday night spot. It's actually not a bad place. I hear they have another side, too, that's like a bigger room that might be a little more open. But it was, you know, it was comfortable for the people in there. I mean, my house had a good table, so we had a great view. There were nice platters on the tables. The trophies were beautiful as advertised. There were platters. There were edible arrangements. You know, the girls live for that. What else y'all want to know? That was the basics. Y'all want to go from category to category, or y'all... What y'all want to do?
Please.
Hello?
Oh, yes, we're here. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, when y'all get to the main category, that's what I want to talk about. Well, that one
was the least controversial. I mean, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
it's, I'll be honest with you, it was pretty much hands down Indigo's win from, especially once he had won Twist and you saw how many Vogue films came out, it was kind of like you kind of knew he was going to win, if that makes sense. Like, first off, it was like at least, what, maybe 14 Twisters, and it was only 5 Vogue films.
But then, yeah.
And so, to me,
right,
he had already been building up to the momentum to really,
right,
you know, he was giving you a show every time to kind of like where, even if he had a bad battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you just said all them Twisters.
This is my thing. This is my thing with the category. I don't give a fuck what it is. If the category is for $3,000, I'm expecting, first off, to get past this effect. Because, I mean, if you're giving away $3,000, I feel like it should be worth the coin. I personally feel that no effect that came on that stage, on that runway, well, not stage, but on the runway, was not $3,000 worthy. Not even those tire productions that played. That was very blah, 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 blah. I didn't get it. I just didn't get it.
Well, some of the introductions really did blow me. I just think it was unnecessary.
Very.
But you can't knock someone's vision. I think it was intended to be
some...
You know, like a quick type thing, but when people say a 3-minute production, 3 minutes is really a long time, especially when you're voguing.
Because
if we made you battle for 3 minutes, bitches would have passed out by then.
He was trying to get very PLCC ball. See, you know how the girls get on the list and they come out with their little production and intro and everything else. I think that's what he was trying to give, but
right,
he chopped
at PLCC.
Yeah, I think.
Cause right for their 10, some of them just did not do anything.
How about that?
You know?
They didn't have to get 10 though, right?
Well, right, but for the introductions, they just didn't really. Some people you
what
look like,
it?
Oh, y'all voting for $3,000
a
night?
What was it really calling for? Because when I was looking at the clips, I was like,
you
"What the fuck is going on?" House color.
It was
like,
based on your
house.
Yeah, his
color.
Mm-hmm.
Each color.
Yes,
each house had
color.
A color. Like Kaz had red, white, and blue. Chanel's had, I think, black, white, and gray or something. Black, white,
black,
white
something
silver. Like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the Revlons had red and black, I believe. The Prodigies had blue.
Okay, okay.
Was it silver
get,
and blue,
the
whatever.
I
yeah,
the
but
point.
Whatever.
Okay, we got
I
it, Laura, right.
Yeah, anywho. But nevertheless, all the effects were tired. It wasn't $3,000 worthy, period.
So, okay, you
simple.
Had to come in your house.
Then,
you
they,
to come
then, in. Then he said you had to wear shoes. Three girls came out there with no shoes, and then they ran back and put their shoes on.
So, listen, you had to come to your house colors and do a 3-minute production of anything.
You didn't have to do a production. If
you didn't
you
have
could
to
just...
do a production
okay.
if you didn't want to. But,
okay.
yeah, it was just no chops. That's all. It was, I didn't get it.
Yeah, and...
Hello.
I mean, I hate we started with this category because this, I mean, this one was the least, you know.
You tell a message. Come on, return your call at the early inconvenience.
But that's what I'm saying. That was grand prize category, and I feel like that should be the least interest that's tired. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, I mean, you kind of knew what was going on. I mean, what made it hot was, and I kind of wish they'd have got the battle, right after Ken got his 10s, Legendary Pooh Chanel said, I want you, I want you now. The ballroom went up, you know. But that wasn't the way Gagne wanted it. You know, he kind of wrote out how he was going to have the category go. But you could just tell the excitement was in the air. Ken wanted it. Ken wanted it. Pooh wanted it. The crowd wanted it. But it just did not happen. So, actually, the next ball, I would just love to see Ken and Pooh battle because that was going to be hot.
But no shade, though, Marcus. After seeing those battles that took place, though, after seeing what hit the floor after that transpired, I mean, it wasn't really hitting on shit. Nobody Vogue was hitting on shit except for that Revlon child and the Chanel child. They was the only ones that was, I mean, really somewhat entertaining. And Boogie was all right. Boogie was pretty cool, too.
I think people were, you know, off and on, depending on the battle. Mm-hmm. You know, I think some people were intimidated.
True.
You know, that was what it was. Congratulations to Shannon Balenciaga on winning the $1,000 female figure face. The girls came out.
Who all walked that category?
Tregony came out.
Tregony.
I said Tregony.
Correct enunciation.
So, Alexa, where did you get this shake that Chanel had walked? Where would you get this from?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Then Pooni walked. Pooni Chanel walked. Ava Chanel walked. A woman from La Vin walked. What's her name? Mother Mugler, Atlanta walk, China walk.
Yeah, China walk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where that picture came from that she put up on Facebook?
In all white?
Yeah, no, I look like yellow to me.
Oh, what category called for all white?
Oh, okay.
just
maybe it was all white. I just didn't pay
attention. I was just telling you what color it was. She had on all white at the ball. Anybody else?
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We were recapping female figure face.
So, the Chanel child got top. What's her fucking name? Trigony Shannon battle. What were your thoughts, Marcus? I actually think Trigony, I don't know. Like, I think either way it was fine. My vote would have went to Trigony, but, I mean, nevertheless, Shannon won. I mean,
well, the thing is, Shannon and Trigony are close, so.
Yeah, it didn't really,
you know,
I mean, you would.
Nine times out of ten, they shared it anyway.
Yeah.
They're really good girlfriends. So when one wins, they both win. Rodney, would you like to give your recap of the ball?
Hmm?
Rodney?
What is going on?
Oh, honey, you must be
still
in.
Let's just get quiet, Rodney, or something. Like, what's going on?
I know he's driving back, but he must be in the, like, between North Carolina and Virginia where, you know, your phone just keep going out.
What's that on that freeway? By the trees, on that freeway where you got to go through.
Well, baby, every highway has trees.
But you know what I'm talking about. You know that little, it's a small little highway. It's like two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way. And it's like, it's just, your phone will go out, because I know my service will go out. I ain't going to tell you what's up. Like,
cricket, okay. We know.
For you to be from the Midwest, girl, you stay in the, on the East Coast.
Girl, what's the business, girl?
Well,
Lord, you told on yourself.
Mine's just, I don't give a fuck. I'll read who the fuck I want to be. Ain't nobody going to check me, bitch.
Hello.
Yes, you're back.
Yeah, sorry. The ball itself, I enjoyed it. I really did. I was hoping for the best. And, you know, the out-of-towners were definitely in the building. So congrats to newly acquired Donye Balenciaga on the ball. And Verify Austin was given out, like I said, on the mic, being safe enough to not say, well, we want to verify everything. So when we get a report, we can give an actual report. So her, I was verified with. Indigo and a few others that they did receive their full stipend. And so we moved on and gave a congratulatory speech to Donye.
venue, seeing all the changes, commentators, DJs, everybody seems like to pull together. I didn't get my fee yet for services for the ball as far as running it as well, but I'll talk to Sunday when I get a chance. For me closing the categories, being in the back, so no more contestants popped out there like they were legends or fab or whatever they wanted to be for that night. Especially Virgin, Vogue, everybody want to matches, mission come out, whatever performance. Come on through. You didn't get invited to the list, so you should be on the runway. Come on, let's go. Come on out. Category close. You're the last one. Let's go. You know, somebody has to do that because otherwise people come out worn and draining the category, just, you know, pissing us off when we could be getting out of there to go to Waffle House. So, you know, we had to go ahead and get the ball going. So, you know, big ups to that. And you know what? Big ups to Donye actually trying to run the ball. It was his ball. He ran it his way, how it's supposed to be done from a promoter standpoint. When he saw something going wrong, he immediately stopped, commentators, spoke with them, and got it fixed. So, you know, big up to Norman, Deshaun, Angel X, and Donye.
That commentator wasn't that good. I think that was Norman. He wasn't that good.
Okay.
Baby. Don't do that again, Donye. No, sorry.
But congrats to all the out-of-towners that definitely pulled through and came on in the building. It would have been nice to see a few more Atlanta figureheads there. But, you know, based on the time of the ball, maybe they were sleepy or stuff like that. With the venue changes, a lot of people, you know, Marta wasn't running that time of night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there were a lot of things that went along with. You know, I'm going to use the positive direction out instead of the show one. So, you know, everybody can't get to Decatur. It was, you know, kind of far out. So,
it was shade.
Okay. I can understand, you know, but with most of the definitely people that
the girls went to the club. The girls went to the club that night.
I mean, well, I'm going to be
sure I can't get it. Now we said all the good things, you know, as a patron of the ball, who paid their money to go into the ball, and I just don't. What makes a ball worth $30? That's my question.
The table, the atmosphere, the commentary.
Well, no,
I think everything
plays into
one. Well, no, I'm just saying. No, I'm talking about the tables. Like, when you come to a ball, regardless if you buy a table or you don't, the decorations, everything, everything plays into a factor. The music, the DJ, the commentator, the people in general, the talent, you know, just how the categories go, like the smoothness of the ball. If the ball is going to be – if it's draining, it's not worth $30 to me. If it's just draining and you're not doing a good job as being a ball promoter or whatever while your ball is going on, it's like you have to do 100 things at once, which is understandable, but at the same token, you have to make sure your ball runs smoothly or whatever. So, I mean, that all plays into effect as well as the drink. So if you're a liquor person, like, I like the drink, so if the drinks ain't right, I'm not going to have that much of a good time.
I just think that through your first ball, and you're building reputation on having quality events, what you say is kind of what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that things happen, but it comes off as false advertising. And some promoters are making it even hard for people like me who generally work out who I want to hire and things. And then they start asking for unusual things such as deposits and, you know, things as such because, you know, they're holding a date for someone and then they're not allowed, for whatever purpose, that they don't get to come, which is slightly taking money out of their pocket because they could have done another event closer to home or someone else's a ball, and it kind of – it makes all promoters look bad. You know what I'm saying?
See, and I have a couple questions for Diane because I wanted to know, did he get his money back from that place or something, or he lost money? Is that why he ended up having to get those other two commentators instead of getting Jack and getting
Laura, cut the shit. You already called the place and found out what the tea was last week.
I know.
So cut the shit.
I wait till he get on the phone because I want to know what he going to say before I just hit him with the, you know, what I already know.
I mean, otherwise, I just, okay, I did not mind Deshaun. I think Deshaun did a good job. But, and Norm, I think
they did $1.
I think sometimes, I think a lot of times promoters have the good, the right intentions, but as time draws near to your function, a lot of things happen that we really don't have any control over. So you have to make as many, what you have to do, what's going to be in best interest for the patron.
You
want to make
sure.
Well,
for
accuracy.
The problem with that, Alexis, that he's a party promoter. He's not even a ball promoter like that. He's a party.
Right.
Am I correct? He's a party promoter. So if you're a party promoter, I would assume if you have your own company, I would assume that you would know how to manage your funds and do and get the people booked in like you said that's supposed to supposed to be there. Like
yeah,
if you
but you're not even there.
I mean, if y'all look at what Vaughn said, Vaughn was like, "Well, I've been trying to get in contact with you for over a week." You know, it's not like the day of the ball.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. The day of the ball, I'm not trying to be looking for nobody's flight. I get frustrated when, you know, there are times when Selvin might have accidentally missed his flight, and then I'm on the phone trying to call the airline, like, well, can y'all please put him on standby, or can I confirm the ticket? Hello? What is all of that?
That's why Michi.
You know, that's just Michi.
That's not me.
You know, all of that is just extra. That's not what you want to be thinking about the morning of your ball. Like, is to come. I slightly like to, you know, make sure they're there the day before because anything could happen. You know, weather delays, all kind of foolishness. I try to watch all of that. So, to be thinking about, you know, the morning of who's gonna commentate, who's gonna DJ. I know it's, and then on top of not having a place to have the ball, would have definitely. I probably would have had a heart attack and canceled it. And just let y'all girls read me. But
the shade was they was gonna read either way.
Either way,
they're gonna read either way. If you don't just like for instance like what's going on right now, we didn't have everything. He didn't have everything that he said that he was gonna have, and they're reading. You know what I'm saying? And he tried to accommodate by not having. I mean, if he would have not had the function, oh, that would have been the biggest read of the night. Shit, hell. The night of the aftermath, they were still reading and say he didn't have all his coins. That's how one of the arguments broke out, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, I can't say that. What I'm saying is don't advertise a filet mignon function and then you serve hamburger.
Okay.
Or ground beef.
Well,
ground
like
beef.
I said, I think everyone has the right intentions when they start promoting their function.
Well, this particular
Hold on. I don't know what the logistics of it is, but a lot of the promoters count on class for a lot of things, and we all know how that works. So let's just keep it funky at 100. Bitch, we still have ball promoters still trying to find working class so that they can make sure that their ball comes together. That's just going to take place in a few months. So let's just keep it motherfucking real.
Alexis, he's been making coins all weekend. He had a party. Friday, am I correct?
I don't know. I was in New York.
I don't really want to pinpoint it just to him. I'm thinking about promoters that put people name and know they ain't coming to the ball. You know you ain't having Selvin or Jack or Deshaun or Greg. I mean, people print people names, you know, to build off the hype of that person or the alleged hype of that person and then have no goal. They're going to do a bait and switch. I don't believe Gagne intended for it to happen, but it just was one of those things because he has had Jack at his ball before.
Well,
and
that's what
I was
about to say. Up until maybe 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Jack said that he had just spoke to Gagne and he was waiting for confirmation for his flight and everything, but of course, as we saw, none of that ever happened.
Of course. I told you that.
But otherwise, I mean, to focus on the positive, the trophies were extremely nice.
It was shaped like the state of Georgia, right? Or like the
They were nice.
Okay.
They're definitely within the theme. The security was pretty friendly. I didn't have any problems with them. I didn't really notice, you know,
any too much tea with them. Everybody already told me the bartenders was going to be shady, so I just, you know, I made it a sober night.
So how did you feel about the Neil and Diane situation?
Well, what happened?
I didn't see it. So, again, it whatever happened and transpired,
Let's keep it real, girl. If you didn't see it.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
You still would have seen it.
Basically, Neil was walking. Diane shut the category down.
Sneaker versus sneaker was one of the earlier categories. It was like the second category of the night, right?
Yeah.
The runway had tables in it. It was kind of narrow. So the category was closed, and then it might have been on one, and Neil came up there. The commentator begins to say, "Oh, I'm sorry, the category's closed." And Neil began was like, well, damn, you know, it's the beginning of the ball. Like, you know, what's the tea?
Right.
You know, don't y'all need to support you? Which, you know. And I think Gagne said he was trying to let Neil, okay, no, I'm going to open up the category. But his body gestures really just didn't give that. It kind of seemed like he was kind of scolding Neil. That's kind of what I took from it. Like, well, because I was kind of like, well, why not just open up the category? Like, it's one person, you know. It's still early, you know, like, what's the tea?
Right.
So, Neil walks off. I guess the mind was changed, and they walk off. So, the ball begins to resume, and then the next, you know, a few categories later, I hear that Neil stormed Don. Allegedly, because I didn't see it.
Neil ran up in his mouth. He snuck him or whatever, and Gagne didn't really fight back because, I mean, it was really a one-hit quitter or whatever. That was that. You know, Gagne was in the uproar or whatever, and that was that. You know, it wasn't really like a – it wasn't like – you know, everybody get up and somebody had to jump in and all that other shit. No, it was just a one-hit quitter. That's what it was.
But I guess I think of it like this. Neil kind of, and I think this is people's argument, Neil bought a table, a personal table, to support Gagne. He was very supportive of the weekend by buying a pass to all the clubs that weekend and buying VIP sections. So it's kind of like... it's almost like one of your biggest supporters had a discrepancy. You would kind of go out your way to make them, show them that you appreciate them coming, because it's really something that was kind of small. You know what
I'm saying? And it wasn't for cash.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't for cash. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where technically, yes, you could be a bitch and hold on to your rules, but... really, what point was you proving when you do that?
Right.
Like, it's almost like you're creating an enemy for no reason.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Holding on to your rules mean you're a bitch? So do we call you a bitch at every ball that you promote? Are you holding on to your
holding
rules?
Holding on to my rules?
Yeah.
Some people call me a bitch when I hold on, you know, when I'm adamant about following the category. Yeah, I'm called a bitch. You've certainly been called a bitch before.
So I have a question on inbox. So money overrides rules.
What do you mean?
Because he supported him such big, that means it was okay for him to.
It's one of those instances to where what is it going to hurt you to do?
Right. It wasn't like they was pushed for time or something. It wasn't like it was it wasn't like it was almost near, like right before grand prize or something. He was like pushed for time. It was at the beginning of the ball.
Because it was the first, first category nobody walked. It was the first category, you really don't know how to time people getting from the back to the front. You know what I mean? Like, that place, it really wasn't that big. But, you know, sometimes you have to kind of gauge it and be...
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, then on top of that, I mean, you got people that just, like, when you have to, like, change balls, I mean, you got people that's following you, or, you know, following, like, this new place. So, I mean, people could have came in late or whatever the situation could have been. So you never know. So I think he should have been more, I guess, sympathetic to a few other things as well. Because, I mean, even though he had to change certain things, I understand it's still a ball. But at the same token, you have to understand that people are out here and then you have to change venues. And so people have to, you know, change probably their time schedule as far as doing things is what they assume, how they would get to the ball or their transportation or whatever the situation could be.
I would read it almost like, you know, when you used to ask your parents for money and they would go into this whole reading situation, oh, money don't grow on trees, blah, 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 this. But at the end of the day, you knew you was going to get it. So it's kind of like, why you get all of that if you knew you was going to open up the category anyway? If you was going to go ahead and let him walk, why you had to do all that? Because you just wasted more time explaining yourself.
The category could have been over.
Well, it was his ball, and I guess that's what he wanted to do.
But no, he said he was going to open up the category anyway. He was going to let him walk anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You wasted 5 minutes explaining. The category could have been over, and we could have been on two more categories.
He should have just said reopen the category or whatever and let him get his chance or whatever. And then the category up where he would have got the trophy, and now he got smacked. He got punched. Got knocked out. That was it. See? You wouldn't get knocked if you would just open the category.
Now, Laura, I still don't think that's right. Now,
I disagree. I disagree as well, but I mean, sometimes you got to watch how you say things to people because some people take it
honestly, that's what I noticed. It really wasn't what Donye was doing, but it was more if he was kind of like, he was kind of touching them and kind of pushing them back, and it was kind of like, well, Lord, like, that's not my job. That's security job.
Because, you know, you're not going to get up in Rodney's face. Like, Rodney's not going to let you get in his face like a ball promoter to get in his face and push him and, I mean, be carrying oil like a real stern. I mean, he's going to be like, you know, calm the fuck down. And then, I mean, if you keep putting your hands on him or if you keep, like, just being all aggressive, it's going to turn into a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do that with certain people.
It's a lesson learned, though. I mean, because I'm pretty sure he didn't mean, Donye didn't mean for it to escalate to that point. But unfortunately, things happen.
Yeah. It's a lesson learned.
But you know, Dylan is a whack job anyway. So.
You know, he gonna go off real quick. So I mean,
Laura,
huh?
Who's the child of Anthony Balenciaga knock?
You said who?
The Anthony Balenciaga knock some child.
She knocked who?
I guess the. Huh?
We didn't get that. Who are you talking about?
I didn't get anything about D'Anthony.
Yeah, we didn't get that. Where'd you get?
Hold on.
Is that false?
He
won
the
no.
Who
I'm
you
asking.
You need to clean up.
I'm asking. I didn't.
Oh, I thought you were telling it. Oh.
I'm asking.
Well, Michi, we need you to go get your story together.
Right.
It's not my story to tell. I'm asking a question, bitch.
You didn't ask a question. You didn't say, did D'Anthony knock somebody? You said, who is the child D'Anthony knocked? So that made it, you made it sound like a fact. You know what? Switchmore, can you go ahead and put Michi on hold? We're going to let him get his story together and call back.
Oh, girl, sit down.
Wait, is
Cody
an Ebony or is she a Chanel?
Who? Cooney's a Chanel, girl. You know that.
Cooney's been a Chanel for about at least 2 years.
She knew that. She's trying it. Yeah, she was. She left with Alexis. Alexis left with Cooney.
So, $1,000 sex siren. Congratulations to the Anthony Balenciaga. The boys were in the building. They were walking.
Did y'all catch that production?
I have another question. Why did Doc and what's the child name? the other Ms. Rahi Child, why did they have to battle? Jarrell?
Because they were both senior sex sirens, and only one the trophy could only go to one person. They only got one chance at grand prize. Correct.
They were the last two seniors?
Well, they were the only two seniors.
Okay.
Shout out to Jarrell, Ms. Rahi. Your confidence was everything.
Yes.
It is no shade. Just walking through their pool while he was still selling it.
Like
that was actually sickness.
That was cute.
And you actually would have got my vote for that one, just for that. Because that was sickness. But too bad my opinion didn't matter that night. But congratulations to Anthony.
You gave up your opinion, Marcus, remember?
Huh?
You gave up your opinion, remember?
I gave up my opinion.
You gave up your opinion, remember?
That's correct. I have a ball coming up in December, so I have to be very impartial to them.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to think I'm rooting for anybody. I want the ball to be fair.
So then y'all go to the aftermath?
Well, we're not to that part, Laura.
Oh, okay.
Girl, slow down.
So speaking of Ms.
Rice, while we give a shout-out.
Another one. Speaking of Ms. Rice, Rahi, are we going to speak about Rashad and Joel?
Well, we've been on the ball. I mean, we had time.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Go ahead.
To the sex siren, shout out to to Zay Ebony from Detroit. It was nice to see you on the East Coast. You really turned it.
What about me?
Who is me? Was that Decatur?
Yeah.
Well, how you doing?
Milo Decatur.
Who else turned it, Rodney, for Sex Siren?
Everybody came on with you.
No, everybody did not.
Don't
lie.
It was well.
Everybody got 10. That's the better answer.
Rodney, you say everybody turns it. That's what your drink must have been kicking in at this point.
San Antonio looked very nice. The pool, y'all took it up hour. Was definitely selling it. Yes, he was definitely selling it.
Definitely coming through that pool. Definitely kept it in the blaze.
It was one person that looked
a fool,
but I don't remember. He looked a fool. I don't know what coop, what house he was in. I'm gagging. He got 10.
You talking about that girl?
I'm sure when y'all see the clip, y'all will know which one I'm talking about.
Who you talking about?
He looked cross-eyed.
He looked a fool.
What?
He looked a fool in this manner.
What you say?
You say he looked cross-eyed.
I cannot hear you, Rodney.
You said someone looked a fool?
Yes, the one that was cross-eyed.
What color was the shrimp trunks?
I really don't. The face was so distracting, I didn't even look.
Yes, he said cross-eyed, Meechie. Yes, he said cross-eyed.
Yeah,
cross-eyed, like Mona Ebony when she walked face cross-eyed? That was cross-eyed.
Miss Laura, you keep the fuck here, okay? Girl, you not come up on here with that shit, girl.
I'm
Mona
cool.
Did not look cross-eyed when she walked. Girl. Now you stop
yes,
this
she
shit.
Does.
While we're on that, congratulations to the Mugler that won Pretty Boy Realness. I think that's my second time seeing you out. Hold on. You know what? Hold on. Let me check the category.
Is that when I walked the New Yorker was up there for Jack
Jones? Yeah, for the wrong. Yeah, but hold on.
That's the new one. That's the new child. Okay, yeah.
His name is Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Rome. Who's that?
Is that
Yeah.
That's Ms. Marley, Messy, Ms. Rahi.
Girl, keep it cute, okay?
That's who? Oh, Marlon. Hey, Marlon. Marlon, Messy, Ms. Rahi.
Hold on.
So you have a name for Marlon? I got a name for Marlon. You know what?
Rodney Dalton.
What?
Star on this national damn radio show.
This is a national damn radio show. Get the garbage.
Say, take his fuck. Take his fuck.
Who? Who? You not talking about me?
Can I say hello?
Oh,
Marlon, I got a question for you. Marlon, I have a question for you.
Who is this?
This is Laura. I got a quick question. How do you feel about the Daye and Dale situation?
Well, I mean, that's not my business like that, but I mean, I feel that, you know, you don't,
Bob.
I don't know.
Oh, man, you ain't said nothing.
Put
him on hold.
Marlon, you got to go on hold.
No, it's not about that. No, I'm serious. It's like,
well,
I'm
speaking
serious.
Of Marlon's category, shout out to Bones Milan for winning the $250 streetwear.
Oh, right.
Congratulations.
Oh, Marlon, you got
congratulations
quiet.
Congratulations to Trishay Khan for winning Femme Queen Sex Baron. Congratulations to Hercules Garcon for winning Butch Queen Body. Congratulations to Brazil Aga for winning All American Runway. Congratulations to Giovanni Aga for winning European Runway. What did I miss?
Congrats to Red Aga for winning the prelim.
Yes, congratulations, Red.
He won what?
The prelim.
He won the regular.
The regular. Yeah. Kitty won the Vogue Femme, right?
Yeah, she won Vogue.
Yeah, she won the Vogue Femme.
Yeah. It was an Aga grand prize party at the function.
Well, wasn't the Aga throwing the bomb?
Yeah, but what does that mean? They're selling the house. What I'm saying?
It was the induction party.
Also, congratulations to Asia Mugler for winning the $250. You are definitely real as rain. And
also, welcome Dino. We do welcome Dino Balenciaga from Florida.
I don't see it. He votes. Why don't you see it?
Just because you vote don't mean you need to join a certain house. I don't see that.
Okay.
That's like Tani. I don't see her as an Aga. I think that looks foolish.
You don't see who is Aga?
Tani.
Tani. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, so, it don't fit. Casio Balenciaga, welcome to the house.
Damn.
Dejanae Tamaya Balenciaga, congratulations.
God damn. So the Aga turned into the Mizrahis now.
What?
Congratulations to Brandon Mizrahi from North Carolina for winning Butch Queen Face for the $500.
And who to who?
Butch Queen Face for $500.
And
shout out to Neil Scott for making it to the... To make it into the last battle. I thought that was yours, but, you know, the girls will be the girls.
Why did you think it was that guy?
Brenda is cute, though. Brenda is cute.
Like I said, I thought the Escada would have won.
Why did you think that?
Excuse me?
Why did you think that?
Because everybody on the panel thought that.
But why they didn't think, why they didn't vote for him then?
Yeah.
Because it was Ms. Rahi up there that could judge as well.
No,
okay.
There's only one
Mizrahi up there. There's only one judge. Mizrahi to call the piano. Something's wrong.
Well, it happens all the time. We know it happens. The power
I don't know
any,
I don't know anything.
That's switchboard. That is Marlon Mizrahi. He's Mother Mizrahi from L.A. You probably wouldn't know him. He hasn't made it to Florida yet.
Actually, I did. Remember when I went on that spring, when I went to Florida, then to the Baltimore Freebon, I went to Florida and beat them in Florida. They know. Uh-huh.
Well, Jasmine, that's who I'm talking about. Oh, sorry, switchboard. She just wanted to know who you were. She wanted a little bio. Introduce yourself.
Oh, hey.
Film Queen Performance, The Return of Katie Khan. It was definitely nice seeing you out of Ohio. You turned it. Rodney,
so
you agree?
What was her name again? What was her name again?
Khalid.
I know.
Rodney, you got quiet on Khalid? I think his phone went out again.
Speaking of female singer performance, how y'all think about Miss Molly and her transition?
Congratulations.
Rodney? Rodney.
Congrats, Molly.
Rodney.
You want me to
put it out
for you?
No, I get it.
If you guys want to call in and talk about the ball, you have 30 minutes to call in. We'll be in record mode, and that's when the shade will really start.
So you might want to get on this line.
You might want to get on the phone.
Okay, we got
Rodney,
all
you
the
back?
Preliminary shit. Have we cleared all the preliminary shit yet?
Which part?
All the balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the aftermath.
But
hurry up, y'all. Shit.
What you got
for
today?
Did we talk about cancer?
Yes, we did.
Talk about
Yeah, we're not going back to Kansas.
Rodney, did you give a shout out to
congratulations
for turning it?
The House of Avenue.
Rodney.
Did I give a shout out to who?
Khalees Khan for turning female figure performance in Atlanta. It was right. We cannot hear you, Rodney. Your phone is definitely sounding like cricket cheese.
It's just you. Everybody can hear me, bitch.
No, we cannot.
We can't.
Who in your car with you, Rodney? Who in the car with you?
My other fake icon brother. And the kid
hold on, which one? A lot of y'all was called fake today.
I don't give a lot of other ones.
Ouch.
Is
that Harold?
Donya, are you going to press 1? You promised to call in. Or Harold, did you tell him he couldn't call in?
So who won $1,000 last night?
I think he saved $1,000. Wait. Let me not say save. The category, from what I'm understanding, was closed. Okay. And they was trying to make a big Camaro was trying to make a big deal about somebody, he didn't have his money, and from what I'm hearing, I think him and Booty exchanged words about something. But I think they got it taken care of, because from what I'm hearing, they were cool afterwards.
Okay, Charles,
but,
that for me.
Yeah. But and I think so. I mean, the $1,000 performance, I don't think nobody walked.
Is it true only 80 people was there?
80?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Because I heard the crowd
was
singing.
30.
I was told 70, 80.
It was? Rodney, you were there. You know, Rodney's phone conveniently go out. Rodney?
Yeah.
It was about 50.
50?
Oh.
No, it was 50 times. How much was it, 30 or 20?
20. It was 10 20. Before third time, 15 before third time, and
so
20 after.
So 50 times 20, that's 1,000. Oh, okay, I got it. And the grand prize was 1,000, right? Okay.
Well, however, he saved money. I think he was actually still trying to give out some of it, but they were just telling him, like, no, fuck it. You close your category.
Give all of it or not. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he didn't have to do anything after the category was closed. I think it, like Marcus, when he feel like he still want to give out his coin, he does what he want to do. whether he's doing the whole thing or not.
Did the commentator speak to the count, or because I was hearing that people was ready on the side, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, this is
hello. They
I'm,
wasn't.
From what I'm
hello.
Hearing, a lot of
yes.
People, like,
hello.
Ready.
Okay, I was there at the ball. Marlon was here. I can definitely give you a count.
Okay.
We already got. Okay, how many people was there?
About 30.
Oh, 30? You think it was 30, Rodney?
Yeah, I give it 30, between outside and inside, 30.
Oh.
So, if it was 30, who could have been complaining about walking the set? I mean, how many judges was it?
Five
judges, and it's only 30 people?
Yeah. I mean, 30, let me see, much of it. It might have been a little bit more than 30.
Let's say 40. Marlon said 50.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
round up to 50. Okay, we'll go there.
So,
we'll go there.
For
we'll
everybody
there.
Who wants to do these aftermaths, the point of an aftermath is to get people who are not coming to your big ball, to come to your mini ball. So if grand prize is whatever on the first night, you do not do that as grand prize at the aftermath. All of that, it takes away from the luxury of the person, from the hype of the person that just joined the $1,000 club, or, you know, why would you want to take their moment away from them? So, if your grand prize is performance the first night, and you know you're trying to get a crowd, what you do is maybe do realness the second night, because people who come the second night and say, oh, well, my category $1,000 the second night, but I'll come first night just to walk for the of the year point or something.
Bitch, no,
it's been
not.
A
bitch,
free message.
No, it's not, bitches. My category is for $1,000 the second night. I'm not even coming the first night.
Coming to the first night, okay?
So, if you travel from out of town, you would. You should, people from out of town would.
Well, I mean... Okay, well, I guess everybody's
different. And maybe not 1,000, even 500. If you know you got a chance at a big coin the second night and your category is not cash the first night, it kind of makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're appealing to everybody.
Well, what you have to realize is, bitch, after you have a major ball, nobody really wants to come to a fucking aftermath.
It's
bitch,
not true.
Listen, hold on, Marcus. Now, let's just be for real. A lot of girls are really party girls. Once you have turned up at a function, the real party girls, they don't turn down until, you know.
Whatever.
So a major function, after the next night, girl, they're not really even thinking about it.
A lot of girls ask that question when they're making their plans. If they're asking them, hundreds of people asked that
Alexis,
question whether they're going
at the People's Choice, there was like 650 people at the People's Choice. There were over 300 people at the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost half the people that came to the first ball. They definitely.
Well, they're not real party girls. I mean,
well, Alexis, I think the problem is that it's a category. First of all, you can't have $1,000 for a mini ball in Atlanta because there's not too many performance girls like that in Atlanta anyway to be having that category at a mini ball after you had a major ball for $3,000 performance. If he was smart, he could have maybe did another 1,000 face or like Marcus said, realness or something else where.
Oh,
I'm going to
get $500, right.
Because Atlanta is known for a face, like the face, or even runway, or something else, just whatever, you know, like,
whatever.
Get something else, you know, with that.
I just,
right, it was just so much catering to performance when.
Yeah, you don't want to catch the bogus 50s all day.
Right, it's it, right. It, the performance is not even really what Atlanta is known for,
okay.
So.
Right, and I think it was justified as far as the, closing up the category, see what they had, because they couldn't get two steps from the bathroom to the runway.
So, Ronnie, you could have walked in one grand prize.
Switchboard, that wasn't for a trip to Vegas. This ball wasn't one of those balls.
It was runway, and people had a prop. It said bring a prop. So both people really didn't have one, but so the judges start evading the issue. So I just got up off the panel and went back to the bar. Told them they could have it.
So, question, Ronnie, what was that thing Leticia was talking about you pointing at her and all that stuff and carrying on?
I had no clue. I was too
no
clue. I really, and I, like I told Leticia, we spoke about it. Well, not spoke about it, you know, we talked some more about it. I said that anything that I said the whole night as far as about fairness and anything like that was directed to the people, the customers that was on the side over there that I was checking with most of the night because they were like, the older judges are trying it, older judges are late, oh, y'all being girlfriendly. So every time they made a comment, I made a comment back to them. But it was not to direct to the panel or anything because when we sat out, Andre said, oh, let's see who's going to be fair tonight. But me and Andre joked about what is fair and what is not fair, and we moved on. So I was completely taken at all when the comment was made.
Oh, I knew it was coming. That's why I tagged her in there because I already knew what she felt. And so she, yeah. I don't know. You might have to let it out, honey, because I see everybody else letting it out.
Right, but yeah, I've never directed anything negative to Tisha ever in life. So I didn't.
Well, why do you think all
or...
this animosity is coming out amongst the icons? Why don't y'all talk more? Because
Marcus, if we didn't know nothing was coming, didn't know where animosity existed, what was there to talk about?
I think y'all knew that animosity exists amongst a lot of people.
Well, being from the outside looking in, Rodney, it was there. A lot of times, I love Stuart because Stuart and me and him don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. A lot, Ebony can tell you, but Stuart is the type of person, he's just going to say what he feels. You know, and regardless if you like it or not, he's just going to, it is what it is. But you can look at a lot of the times, like when a lot of stuff was going on, you can read, like, come on, it's not, it don't take, Ray Saul could have read between the lines and a lot of the posts that was going on prior to this to know that there was a lot of animosity and a lot of shade.
No. But that was in, you know, that was, there's a lot of Atlanta inner city leadership issues and different stuff like that, but we come down there to support Atlanta, period. To make the thing continue to grow and have our house members out there and stuff like that. So why are we getting attacked for coming to support something?
Where did the post go left at? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It went left from the beginning because what happened was Stuart first got on the post after, you know, Ken said what he said. Stuart said, well, he don't see certain people being legendary anyway. He was complaining about the judges. He said it was a certain judge wasn't going to sit on the panel with. So that's when I said, okay, well, I'll break the table. That's when I mentioned, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then it just went left from that. Yeah, and that's when Terry got mouth. We know Terry was just like, you know, she just started naming people. She was just...
Well, we're glad that's cleared up because I was tired of that
one.
Did y'all catch FOIA post?
Were you tired of it, Alexis?
I really was. It was a lot of
Alexis,
no, no, no.
Was not tired.
No, I was no because listen, I really like Harold and I don't understand why they give him such a hard time.
Neither.
You know, and Laura, shut the fuck up. So when she said it, I waited. She came back. I knew when she set that fire, hell was going to torch the building. I just knew it. And then she came back and she read RR. And of course, you know, I'm sitting at the computer waiting on Fred to write his dissertation. And when he came back, I said, "Yes, give me life." I was late for work today. Then Leticia came, and I was surprised that when Leticia came on, because she gave va 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 boom, and then Rodney came back was giving very. You should have been watching Ballroom instead of watching The Residue in your nose, and I was just like, oh my god. Let me tell y'all something. The Reeves that was on that post today. was definitely iconic.
Yes, God.
They were definitely iconic. It was a no filter, no holes bar. And you and Laura, you said something today that kind of caught my attention. Tony Revolta
right.
came on that post nothing but one time.
But you got to catch, though. Tony was reading the whole thing, though, because the whole time me and Tony was messaging, he was like, I'm reading everything real carefully to make sure there's a certain name they mentioned. He said, or it's going to be on that post. I was like, shit. Andre was gagging. Oh, my God.
I'm glad he ain't right now.
I just caught that. Y'all are safe.
And mind you, Stewart was keeping it cute, though. That's the funny part. Stewart didn't even really, I mean, he's fantasy things, but, you know, Stewart didn't really, go off like you. You know, Stewart is. Like, Stewart actually tried to hold back. You know, because I'm not going to go this route. I just say my piece and move on. But, you know.
Right.
But Washington
was
fine.
I was just lost.
I was a real
choice
to act
point.
Up like that. I didn't know you and Harold had it in y'all like that.
Oh, I knew it. If you ain't knew Harold had it in you, something wrong.
Well, no,
yeah.
I know Harold got it in him, but Rodney really surprised me. But what got me was when Terry rebuttal Harold, and then Harold came right up under Terry for a loot.
Yep. Harold said, you doing all this talking and still haven't set up any of your points. I said, oh, shit.
And Harold, no, I hate giving him props, but I was like, bitch. Wait a second.
And you know, a lot of people say that, you know, if the icons can't get together and it's messed up with the icons, how can we do this? And so I guess in a word, with the people saying that everybody's such a single status, I don't have a status at all. I don't have to have status. I mean, Mark can tell you when we doing flyers, I say just put Rodney and keep it moving. He'll tell you
is
that.
Is
this
Wendy's open?
I don't believe in all of that stuff, you know, but he's out of respect. He always puts you on there, or he would do stuff like that. But I just said, just put Rodney on there. I know who I am. They know who I am.
That,
you know?
This is where I got confused. When Terry, like,
but,
I mean, Terry is cool with me, but I didn't get what she said. Selvin, you know, she mentioned you, Harold, Selvin, Fred, Kelly, and somebody,
no, she didn't
else,
mention
somebody
me.
Else.
She didn't mention
you. She didn't mention you. She mentioned Harold, Fred, Selvin, Kelly, and it was somebody else she mentioned. But I didn't understand why she mentioned Selvin. That's why I get a lot of upset. Like, how
hold on, wait. She said what now?
She said Selvin. It was Selvin, Kelly. She wanted to know why Harold, Selvin, Kelly, and it was somebody else, why they was legendary. And it was some, who was the other person? Fred.
Chanel?
She wanted to know, yes, she wanted to know why were they deemed legendary. And I got confused when she said Selvin, because I was just like, Selvin, like, that's, huh? That, like, threw me for a loop. I was like, okay.
Now, can we ask a question? Where were all the Vogue films?
All the Vogue films, they conversation that I've overheard and heard and through the grapevine, that type of stuff, they were very, very much under the impression that he was not going to have the money.
I know they gagging now.
Okay. Mm.
So these Vogue films have traveled to, I'm not going to name cities to alienate places.
No, sir.
But
right, please don't call city name, but you have traveled to places for $100, $50.
Okay.
Or,
hold on,
yeah,
places
right,
where
right.
they have not gotten their money.
And have revisited those cities as well.
Hold on, stay with me. Then they paid a free ball last week.
where they could have had $1,000, and I was thinking they was preparing for the $3,000, but they'd rather post ads in places like Rhode Island and Delaware versus taking a chance. You know what? I quit.
I was speaking of the performance again. Laura, let me make a clip for you, Laura, so you get the gist of it. The bar was not shut down for the money to not be given out. The category was called twice. Someone actually came out and walked. So if you call the category, you cut the code to get it down. Someone came out. He actually vogued for a little while, and then the judges chopped him. But then he counted down again, and nobody still came out. Category hit.
Yeah, so it was
right, and Dunya was not even in there to say you just Booty and Norman were on the mic, and Booty counted it down twice.
Well, I already knew a lot of people weren't coming to that anyway, because I mean, if you look on her Facebook, you only said 53 people was going. So I mean, when you see that, child, you shut. Oh, that's a warning. Let's say that means ain't nobody coming. Period. Nobody.
And I did. I also applauded him for talking to the management and the people, the owners of the club, about those drinks. We had a 16-ounce blue cup with 2 ounces of cocktails for $12. $12.
What?
And I was kind of, so I asked for customer service assistance. And, you know, Donnie did go to the back to speak with the management people. So that first drink that we had, it was myself, Buka, and Nadia. It was definitely Ciroc, you know. So once they changed the prices and changed the cups, it went out to $8. And I asked the lady, I said, well, since it's $8, is this still Ciroc drink? She said, yes. I said, let me think. I tasted it. And then 100%.
Mm-mm. Was that their regular prices, or did they just go up because there wasn't enough people there, so they just figured to go up on the drinks?
No, this is when people were first coming in, so we went to get drinks and different stuff like that. And because of the outside, we couldn't even go outside, but there's a nice patio and everything. We couldn't go outside, come and stay inside, because I think it's just turned.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Y'all girls get out my invite to Kelly out of jail. Y'all need to stop.
Stop, please. Yeah. Hmm. They said what?
They keep saying Kelly out of jail. It's like 4 different people that keep inboxing me, just wearing my inbox out. Kind of Kelly free. No, she ain't. My girl.
Hello, why y'all get so damn quiet?
Okay. What else did I talk about?
Yeah.
We have 6 minutes to record mode.
6 minutes.
I'm glad Michi got quiet.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Because we skipped, because we talked about the Kansas ball already, so we already gave our congratulations, and we already went over the winners, so we ain't got to go back there again.
Lord, girl, y'all did not do that in those 10 minutes, girl. Shut
yes,
the hell
we
up.
Did.
Wow,
we named all the Ebonies that won everything.
Actually,
we
started a little
that.
Earlier
we
tonight,
did.
EG, so you
okay.
Didn't miss the email.
Okay.
Well, I was all in my blind. Because
you so much on that West Coast time and shit.
Miss Laura.
What,
girl, I'm sure you're doing the West Coast time soon.
I'm gonna try to help you out. How much do you charge to commentate ball?
$100.
Why are y'all laughing like that's a kiki? That sounds like a fair price for her.
Miss Laura, keep it covered. I'm sorry. What?
What is your price, doll? What is your price?
Why? We've gone over this before. Why are we doing this again?
Okay.
I already told you what I charge. I mean, it's $2.50.
Now you're telling the radio what you charge.
We did it on the radio show before, Miss Marcus.
Okay, well, then go over your prices, bitch. This is a review.
Right.
It's a review for what, Miss Stanger, bitch? Miss Stanger, hold the fuck on, because I'll see what this is about.
If you keep enough, I'm going to book you for pandemonium.
No, you're not.
Girl, please, bitch.
Girl,
for pandemonium.
I'll put you on the mic for Virgin Vogue.
Girl, no, no, no. Down, bye, bitch.
How much you charge me, G?
It depends. For a mini ball, it's on like $150.
Hold on.
Girl, what?
Can we? Oh, you know what? We need to come up with a definition. What is a mini ball?
A mini ball?
I'll let you know what a mini ball is, bitch. I mean,
there's a lot of things I can call a mini ball. I can call a lot of major balls to mini balls.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's true.
So,
I mean,
how many categories and how much money do you have to give out for it to be a major ball?
A major ball?
Everybody's different.
See,
well,
so I wish y'all would stop with this cash thing. See,
ours is cash.
Never was a part of what was disclosed as a major ball a while back. That's something
market. Well, it depended on who
and
you were
the
back then in the day, right?
The of the year
yeah.
is cash.
Who
a
you
major
were,
ball was a person. A major ball was either a house ball, an awards ball, or like a legend or icon throwing the ball. If you were a statement throwing the ball, you had to be a strong statement, or you had to throw a ball with a legend. You know, like throw your ball with like somebody that was already legendary or something like that. If you was a real strong statement, up and coming legend type of person. Like now you have virgin balls, you have virgin people throwing functions. I don't like. Come on,
I'm talking about y'all being realistic now.
Some icons and legends don't need to throw balls.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, but now you get versions throwing ball saying it's major functions, and
well,
yeah. Sure,
that doesn't make it a major ball either, just because they said it's a major ball.
No, but they put them on these other years. They put them, if you go to
well,
the other
that's
year
the
ball,
that's
ball,
the
award
ball is being greedy.
That every region of the way they do of the year, like ours is cash on the West Coast, whatever the cash amount. Now, that doesn't mean it's a major ball. Or whatever, I don't know, but I know it is a cash amount. Maybe Arnold could go ahead and give a little more because I don't know. I know it is.
Prime
cash,
example: Did y'all call J.R. Ball? Did y'all call J.R. Ball and that hot dragon y'all get? Did
Arnold
y'all call
Saint
that Ball? Who?
He's talking about Junior Ebony and the other girl.
Junior
Ball,
Ebony and that dragon whatever house she, I don't
she
know
not,
who she is.
Her name is Savannah. She's not a dragon, but go ahead.
Okay. Well,
what's your question?
Sahara Desert, whatever her name is.
But that ball counts for of the year.
That ball
does not make a ball a major ball because it counts for of the year.
I never said it did. It did.
The question was, okay, let's be clear. The question was, what makes a ball a major ball?
Who said any ball was major? I said of the year, the way our of the year balls counted is based on the
no one is asking about of the year.
So then major,
okay, so
I don't know. Anyone
a major
that,
ball to me
look,
is if Jack Ball counts for New York City Awards
ball.
Ball, it ain't no major ball. That's how I look at it.
If
Jack
Ball is a
major
ball,
ball,
but it's still
what?
A certain criteria to him that the ball has to meet.
I don't like a rumble ball is not a major
ball. Okay, so what... Okay, well, Marcus, what
do
you consider a major ball?
Wait. I don't think that's actually fair because there have been some balls that Jack didn't count that really kind of, you know, had
then
a
maybe
major
next
impact,
time it'll count.
Major impact on the scene, you know? Like, to me, a major ball would be a big function where you have a good turnout. Just me. A good turnout. You know, like, everything is put into... retrospect of what you're looking for. Like, a nice flyer, all that other stuff, cash categories, the way the categories are written out. Because some people just can't write categories, and you're like, bitch, I'm not going to this shit. Like, it's a few omissions. I don't know much anyway.
I think y'all are missing the question. The question is, what makes a ball major?
Before
what
after
makes
happens.
A
right, before it happens.
Both.
What happens, Marcus.
I mean, you get the promotion, the person who's throwing the ball, the commentators, who's commentating the ball, like what, you know, like the categories for the function. First off, like if you, like for example, if your grand prize is Virgin Vogue, like Florida, if your grand prize is like $500 Virgin Vogue, that's not a major ball. Nothing major about it.
Right, but it's the actual, look, so you consider the words Florida awards ball, but Virgin Vogue is like any grand. That just supersedes and takes away from it.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What y'all just said?
Yes. Yeah.
Virgin Performance is what?
For $500. Exactly.
Well, y'all get $500 to have the last vote.
And lipstick
is $1,000.
And lipstick is $1,000.
Y'all give some horrible-ass Virgin Performance $500. What's wrong with giving the Virgins a chance?
Michael, yeah. Shut the fuck up. You would never make Virgin Vogue.
I would. Oh, other people.
It's been done in Chicago plenty of times. Where it's been $500
Virgin
Vogue.
The category should never be for money, if you ask me, unless it's a Jackson Vogue for $20.
It shouldn't.
It should never be for money because you're virgin. So it should not be for money. You're a virgin.
As far as I was concerned, virgin is first, never walk, never won.
Right.
Right.
Never walk. Yeah.
Oh, never walk, never won. So in a year, you might be able to Vogue.
No, but you
well
shouldn't be getting
get
no money. Dollar. You shouldn't be getting no money. You got people that's been in the scene for years. Them categories should be for money versus somebody.
Y'all have people that been in the scene years and ain't never won no money. But guess what? They still telling people they want money.
But the money don't make the person no Marcus. Just because if a person with money, see, that's
y'all,
the problem.
Once again,
the problem
y'all are
now.
Mixing up with a cash category. When people have events. The point of you put cash on the flyer to entice people to come. It's really
right.
not the main purpose of them coming. But if you have a ball and 40 people walk Virgin Vogue and they paid $30 to get into the ball, that's theoretically $1,200. Why would
and
they not
why,
be entitled
Florida
to a dollar?
It. That's why Florida has it, because
right.
they
it's an enticement
right.
factor.
And that's why
y'all
nobody goes
that's
there.
Why. Okay, just to say, you say that, but if somebody had face over 40, grand prize $1,000, wouldn't you be saying that bitch don't want to give out their money? So promoters are putting the money where they feel as though the most competition is.
I ain't even going to that.
You can make a left at the next, like.
Why? You can't have it both ways.
If your grand prize is face over 40 for $1,000, don't worry, I'm not coming. Say, you know, it was cute. I'm good.
Wait till they start having a performance over 40.
But it has to be Florida in itself doesn't really support itself. So you have to try to entice out of town people to come to the city.
Right.
Yeah. So and that's not going
to
work that way.
Chicago has done Virgin Vogue for $500 before. Twice.
Who's coming down?
But because Chicago family scene is really really big, so you have a lot of people that just play around with the Vogue and stuff like
right.
that. So
they
in Chicago doing it.
They have dance schools in Chicago.
I think y'all are missing. I think when you plan your categories, because let's be clear, not many categories can pay for themselves. If that's what, like when people take the money from the door, you have to have some type of spectator, you know, coinage per se to give out the money. So when you say
behind this truck.
Marcus, I'm gonna give you a prime example.
Go ahead,
you remember that definitions ball when Joseph Ebony beat up it was a child. Did you know the ball Sasha and Sonya battled at? You remember when they had Virgin Vogue like for $250? It was like a mini grand they had it that night, and they was in yellow.
North Carolina.
I think it was the definitions ball. That category was so awful. That category lasted for almost 2 hours. It took up the whole function, and then that's what it was. And that's all you got from that ball. Was that
well,
category
that's because people don't start their ball. Laura, you received the message from the Florida Alliance, and they said Virgin Vogue is not no $500. You need to stop your
Excuse
shit.
Excuse me. I said their last ball that they had was for $500. They had whoever threw that. You remember that Florida ball?
Florida Alliance.
It was 500.
It was $500, and then the lipstick was $1,000 because they had their little promotions up there the whole motherfucking time. It was for $500.
Oh, lipstick as a house was $1,000
at the ball.
Yeah,
and the version of $500 because I read it because I read
it. She said never. She's saying never. You're talking about.
She's saying that now because we got a ball coming up, and ain't nobody going to that Florida Awards ball either. So I don't know why y'all paying for promotion anyway, motherfucker. I don't know why the fuck y'all paying for promotion and nobody coming no way. Well, so you tell that motherfucking person ain't nobody coming down there anyway. The only thing that's going to be down there is
the only person. Sierra, Miss Rahi, can you press one? You can,
sure.
Oh, you can't press
the
one.
Only person,
just switchboard on a break.
Yeah, you my sister and all, but it's no shade. The only people that's going to be down there is a couple Ebony's, which is Naeem and all them girls that's already down there, and you're going to get a couple Milan's, like the same girls, like warning them, and that's it. Ain't nobody coming down there for that. Period. And I hope y'all didn't pay Ballroom Throwbacks $400, because if y'all did, get your money back, because ain't nobody watching that shit either. No shade. Y'all going to lose a lot of money.
She said come and support the girls.
No, no thank you. I'd rather mow my grass outside, honey.
And you know what? This is what I have learned. When I travel to promote my event, there are some places where I just do not feel welcome, and I just have chosen not to go back to. I think Florida is one of those places where they're very hospitable when you come. People
yeah.
haven't had a chance to experience that type of thing. But I've also yeah. kind of told them that Florida is one of the places that if you really don't know nobody, it's not a cute place to go because, like, yeah. first off, everything is spread out in Miami. No shade, like, bitch, a cab, even in Orlando, bitch, a cab is expensive where they got Uber now. So, well, congratulations.
The ball is actually in Tampa, from what I recall. The ball's going to be in Tampa this year.
Well, yeah, the ball is in Tampa, and I actually posted in the Florida group today, Megabus now goes to Fort Lauderdale and Tampa from Orlando now, so starting
ooh,
August 6th, so
better.
That's going to help the girls a little bit. That's going to help
even
the girls.
Even better, Sierra. So the girls, instead of going to Miami, where it's a major city, the girls will go to Tampa Bay. Wow.
Well, let's say the Atlanta girls, if they want to go to they want to go to Fort Lauderdale now and they can't afford a plane ticket, they can go from Atlanta to Orlando, Orlando to Fort Lauderdale on the Mega Bus.
You can't even go to Disneyland in Tampa, honey. I can't even enjoy my trip if I want to go down there, Miss Thing. Child, please. No
you
thing.
Can go to
they have Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. I don't play
Busch
with bushes. I don't want to play with no bushes. What's a Busch Gardens? What's called?
Sierra, can you inbox me when the People's Choice Ball was in Florida? I'm looking for the flyer now. We're going to
yeah.
settle this score.
The one that was 4,000, right, was Lip Sync Performance. At
where
the
Lip Sync
will
perform. I remember kicking about Lip Sync Performance being $4,000.
Because it wasn't the ball that they was already attending where I was going.
And then they try their own people. They chopped Naeema that function, matter of fact. I think that was the same function. They chopped Naeema Ebony or whatever. Like, y'all try your own people down there. That's why I don't fuck with y'all girls. Y'all girls down there, no thank you.
Well, they said her effect wasn't on point.
Girl, well, none of their effects on point. They had me think about she was Beyonce with that yellow dress on. She looked a fucking mess. That bitch came out there looking like Kelly Price, this thing. Who the fuck Beyonce, my ass.
Okay, I found it April 12th, the first annual People's Choice Ball. I do want to let the girls know that we will be charging a fee for the girls using People's Choice titles next year.
No, charge them now. Charge them now, honey, shit, if they want to try it. Charge them. Laura,
Virgin Vogue was not for $500 at the People's Choice. It was $100 plus a $10 pot.
$500, like I said.
It was $1,000 lip sync production as a house, $200 mini grand realness, mini grand best dressed spectator for $150, open to all perfect tens for $250, European runway for $150, and then Virgin Vogue was $100.
You can add Jasmine. You promote the Virgin Vogue on your commercial. That should even be promoted on your commercial. Who gives a fuck about that category?
Well, The Virgins do. And guess what? The Virgins be to the ball on time. That's why I always put their category first. I always have Virgin vote first because you can start the ball. You can start the ball with no ballroom girls in there. The Virgins go Vogue and they go get their body.
Now, Marcus, now let me see how stupid you. Now let me see how stupid this sound, right? So I'm gonna pay Jasmine all this money to promote my to promote a ball. For everybody that listened to the show, you know, that listened to the show to get people to come down there, and yet I'm having lip sync for grand prize, Virgin Vogue for cash, and $10 pop, whatever, so to get it to about, what, $250 or whatever, and then you want to put that on your motherfucking commercial. Bitch, you could use other time, you could use other categories to promote versus that. Like, who gives a fuck about that? Ain't nobody going all the way out there from New York to want Virgin Vogue, bitch, please. That's stupid.
But you don't need nobody to come out of town to walk Virgin anything. It's always going to be a new bitch that's going to walk the ball.
If you paying somebody for promotion, that means you want it nationwide.
She said, let's
if
not talk
okay.
about that ball. Let's talk about the $1,000 performance that's coming for the Florida Awards Ball.
Well, okay, we can talk about that category. Yeah. You mean to tell you how I feel about it? Ain't nobody coming to that either.
She said, why not? See, how about you press one? And, sweetie, I don't think you should be defending somebody else's ball. I've gagged before defending somebody else's man.
I can't even remember the last time Florida had a real bad function.
She's defending her area, Marcus. That's her region. So,
I don't blame her. I mean, you know, like, Sierra Ball was okay. You know, it was
I love North Carolina, too, but it ain't but so many girls I'm vouching for. Talk about a $1,000 performance.
Yeah, like Sierra Ball. Sierra Ball was nice.
Why can't you press one, Sierra?
But we're not going to give it like somebody if just for the fly out of New York, trying to, oh, I'm going to go to Florida and get my motherfucking life at this ball. It's going to be bad. Oh, bitch, please. No, girl. No, thank you. Bitch, if I fly to Florida, I want to go to Orlando and go to Disneyland and Universal Studios. That's what I want to do. Child, I ain't thinking about no damn ball out there. This thing, child, girl, please. Child, I wouldn't. Child, no, thank you.
The theme park isn't open all night, Lord.
Girl, no thanks. That's like going to Oakland, and you go to Oakland, talking about you go to Oakland for
hold
a ball.
The beat.
No, bitch, you going to go to San Francisco.
954-548, you're on the line.
Hello.
Sierra Mizrahi.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
What's going on, Sierra?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Good.
Lord, now what you have to say now?
What I was saying was that...
Well, the past is the past. I mean, so let's just, you know, give it a try. I mean, it's $1,000 for Star Statements of Legends. I'm sure there's a lot of Statements of Legends are out there. So if they're so hot as they say they are, come to Florida and snatch it if they're so hot. It's an easy $1,000 to come to get.
Who's your commentator?
Jack Mizrahi, the icon.
Who else?
That's it.
Who's DJing?
I think it's DJ Atmosphere.
Who?
DJ Atmosphere. It's a local DJ that's in Tampa.
Oh, DJ Atmosphere.
He DJed the last ball. It was pretty cute.
Oh.
You guys come together.
DJ Atmosphere.
And it's an early ball, so it starts exactly at 8:00, and it will end at 11.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, from 18:11, that's 3. Wait a minute. So, whoa. So, stop. No, thank you. Sierra, you must sit down. No, thank you. Never mind. Never mind.
No, but seriously, it runs smoothly. Like, you know, no issues. It runs
smoothly.
So,
do it run quickly or smoothly?
No, smoothly. Nothing is rushed.
Because a ball can run quickly in this child. Girl.
I mean, it's only 20 categories.
18:11. What's 18:11? What's that? 3 hours? I mean, LSS is already about an hour. I mean, what's it?
Exactly.
Well, it's not really an hour down here.
What? 18:11. What is that? Girl, I go to the bathroom, and by the time I come out doing my bag or whatever, girl, the ball over. Like, come on. Misha, y'all know what I'm saying. Let's not play this. Come on now. I know I'm not the only one that feels like this
Sierra,
right now.
Is that the real time, 8 to 11?
It is, from 8 to 11.
It starts exactly on time and it ends exactly at time.
No, we're not gonna lie, girl. We was at your ball, girl. We walked around for about 2 hours.
Yes. No. See, that was my ball.
But ain't this your ball?
So hold on, Sierra. It's your awards ball. So you're gonna give out awards, LSS, all of that.
The award ceremony starts at 7. So 7 to 8 is LSS, and y'all will do the first category by 8 o'clock. Well, LSS will begin at 8 o'clock. So it's an hour to give out of the year? Uh-uh. And you get a $1,000 performance, too? No.
We're not scrutinizing.
No.
We're just getting some clarity. And, you know, because a few of them out there might want to come. You want to get an understanding because we get there, you say 8 o'clock, so that means the ball people from out of town, but probably in town as well because we'll be going to, like, our friend's house or going to the hotel and they'll come pick us up. We'll get there about 9:30.
Well, if you get there at 9:30, then that's not good for you because then you may miss your category.
I'm just speaking reality. You know, once people tell me the hours, I try to get there. But I don't like to get there and just have
y'all
to sit
should be telling
drink.
Girls the ball start at 6 if y'all talk about starting at okay. 8.
Well, I'm just telling you what the promoter is promoting, so.
Well, who's the promoter? Who's the promoter?
It's Power Infinity, Icon JoJo, Ebony, and Icon Angel Milan.
Girl, who?
I know who JoJo is,
but Power Infinity, what the fuck? Yeah. Who is that?
She's, oh my gosh, she's a legend.
We have another defense attorney for Florida.
What happened?
I said we have another defense attorney for Florida coming online.
Dude,
I think you may want to hold it, Jeff. I don't think you want to defend this one, Sweetboard said he thinks this is the ball for him, 8 to 11. You going to spend more time on the plane, Sweetboard.
Yeah, it's gonna take longer to fly there. But hold on, after the ball, there's a free after party, all free, all inclusive. You know, just go over and have fun, and then you know,
I got a question. What if y'all don't finish y'all category by 11 o'clock? Do y'all extend y'all time out there, or do y'all, like, just say, build in?
No, we will finish the categories because if you're not there at 8
I'm
o'clock.
I'm asking these questions because they're giving out $1,000 for performance, and I'm just saying, if I bring my child with me and y'all don't finish that category, and you tell me I want to go to the after party for free, bitch, it's going to be some problem.
No, it will finish.
Miss Laura.
Well, can you ask Becky to leave the mace at home this time? Because she maced up Warren's ball the last time. We don't want to add a problem.
Becky. Who's Becky, Marcus?
Oh, you don't know who Becky is? I know
who Becky is. I just want to know if she's going to tell me who it was.
Oh, I know who Becky is.
Was there any more questions before? What? Well, I guess there was never a question, I guess.
Can you stop that chair, please?
What do we do,
so
Jasmine?
So I guess you're going to see Alexis there. You're going to see Rodney. They going to come to the ball. Marcus, they going to
hold on. When is the ball?
I mean, the ball is August 24th, and it's only $20 to get in. It's not $30.
Oh, $10.
Wait, when is it? How much? Hold on. I'm going to my event section here. Hold on one second, darling.
I think it's $20 to get in, and it's a fully sponsored.
Who's your commentator?
Jack Mizrahi.
Yes.
Okay, hold please. Hold that date.
Sponsored
August 24th.
It's a It's a fully sponsored ball by, I think, Club Sky and Club Liquid. And all the money
that's raised.
The ball is
fully sponsored. Why we gotta pay to get in?
But all the money that's being raised is being how you say it, raised for a charity that's listed on the flyer and everything.
Oh. Okay, well, you know what?
Yeah,
if tell them if I can work the door and I can personally turn in all the money to the agency, I'll match them.
No. Last year they raised over $2,000 and it was all given to it was two different agencies, and this year the same thing will happen again.
What's the agency? Are we talking about the house?
Wait,
what kind of agency are we
Look upon your greatness that you'll send to call out, send to call out, send to call out.
So, Jasmine, you going? hello, Jasmine. Are you going to the Florida Awards Ball from 8 to 11?
Oh, God.
What's the date of that?
Yes,
we can.
Child, I've been speaking all this damn time, and y'all can't even hear me.
No.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Miss Laura, honey, stop your shit, girl.
I asked you what you want to the ball, Jasmine. That's all I want to know.
Listen, come to Florida, honey. It's not Disneyland. It's Disney World. Disneyland is over there with Michi. It's Disney World and Busch Gardens.
I didn't say anything about
Disneyland.
Are you
coming to
Disney
the ball, Jasmine? That's what I want to know. It's a Florida Awards ball. You should be there. You're an icon. You're an icon, Jasmine, from
8-11. No, I'm not. I'm not an icon.
I'm coming either.
Well, I have a question. The after party is at the same place where the ball is?
No, it's not. It's at Honey Pie, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the flyer is a Club Liquid.
It's Club Liquid.
Laura, you twisting everything up. The balls in Florida usually do not last more than 3 or 4 hours because they don't have a lot of participants. And the balls are just pretty much organized and they zip right on through. So that's pretty much why it's like that. You know, a lot of people give balls here. The balls will start by 11 or 12. And you added it by 2 or 3 o'clock at night, and they don't finish all their categories, got a couple of cute categories, and that's just how it is. So that's,
see,
you know,
I
that's
remember
common time.
See, the last time I've been to Florida, that was when Andre had a ball for Pride Weekend, I think it was. Was it Andre's ball then? That was years ago. And we could just stand there.
Well, Andre bought it,
like
it I mean, it didn't happen. Right, I was saying Andre bought it, didn't happen.
Was that Andre? Well, maybe that was some. It was somebody pride ball. It didn't happen though. Like
most
pride balls,
no pride ball happened.
Oh,
Makuta had one time.
Mm-hmm.
They had one,
the
Florida Wars ball did happen when the House of Milan won $5,000 House of Milan as well at the club.
They did.
That
really
wasn't a ball. That was a club night.
And so it was a ball. It was a Wars ball.
So the scene went downhill like that or something? Because it used to be, it was at least a lot. It was, I mean, some people there, I would say.
Laura, let's move on.
Yeah,
you don't have a lot of people that, you know, it's just very kind of small. So you don't really have, like, you know, you're not going to get a place that has, like, 500, 600, 700 people up in the building or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just more of a light local crowd. But with this ball that I keep hearing about, this ball is affiliated. I mean, it's actually brings in a lot of straight people as well, if I'm not mistaken. You know, they have a lot of people that are that deal with the organization out there in Tampa and stuff. So you get like a lot of straight people that are, you know, going there. You know, it may be cute. I heard it was really, really cute last year. It's not really.
So,
you know.
Sierra.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Y'all are flying Jack from San Francisco to Miami that night? Because, I mean, he's slated to be in San Francisco the night before.
Who is y'all?
Well, whoever having the ball.
Well, that's a question you have to ask them, and I can't
answer that. You got to ask Legendary Storm Infinity.
Which is they are welcome to come. They are welcome to come on the air the week of the ball, to come on the show, Rodney, Marcus, Laura, and stuff, just like every other person that week. You know, the week of their ball, to come on and talk about the ball, and y'all can ask them questions that night.
Laura, I was thinking about buying my ticket to San Francisco, but, child, it seems like somebody lying.
What's the date of both balls? What's the date of Florida ball?
One is August 24th. That's a Sunday, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, August 24th is Sunday.
And August 23rd is a Saturday.
On Saturday.
So whose ball is Saturday?
They didn't pay for it, so we just not go. Right. But what day is the Florida Awards?
It's on Sunday, and it's fully sponsored, so Jack Tick and everything is already paid for and everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
Right, so let's get paid for where they're coming from.
I just got that memo.
Well, Marcus, both balls are the 24th.
Oh, why? Because the ball is at night. I mean, when you think about it, it's 20,
What's right, and it's a five-hour. I just want to know, because y'all girls say y'all go with Jack going. I want to be like the girls this time, so I was going to go with Jack is going.
Well, Jack is going to be in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, all right. I'm going to inbox this, whoever this is. Oh, and him is right, too. Oh, he's false advertising. Oh. That should be illegal to be printing people's names somewhere. You're not hiring them.
Well, Selvin,
it'll be just Father Jabari Brown. Well, Chip, Ms. Rahi, if you need a commentator, Deshaun Prodigy did pretty good this weekend. He might hook you up on the low.
It's Prodigy weekend.
Oh. What, y'all would excuse him if he paid his as long as he paid his dues?
Wait, that weekend is Prodigy weekend?
He's unavailable, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sierra.
That's fine.
What's her name?
Marcus.
Laura, we'll talk offline.
But Laura, but can you promise me something else?
Yeah.
Can you try to be here 11:15, 14?
You said when?
Can you try to come 11:15, 14 this year since you didn't make it to 11?
Sierra, we're going to need
$100.
I'm going to pay Jazz $100. What'd you say?
We know you're good for it, however.
I'm going to pay Jazz her money.
Unfortunately, we can't let you slide that in.
I will come support yours, but I'm not supporting those Storm and City. I don't even know who that is.
She said power and Infinity.
I did say power. Power Lord Infinity. What her name is, I don't know.
But you'll get to meet her, though, in about 2 weeks.
I don't want to meet her.
No, when you meet her on the phone, you get to talk to her, ask her questions.
I don't want to talk to her.
Well, she's a very nice woman.
I'm nice, too.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Laura, they did say she's in charge of the girls in Florida. She's like a very powerful entertainer.
That's nice. She ain't going to be in charge of me, honey. Girl, please, you better have a seat with her in that late-ass house, honey.
And to you, DJ, and to you people that are hiring my friend Von Allure, can y'all please take care of him? He is the greatest ballroom DJ out there.
Right, and y'all hiring DJ Angel X? Like, girl, like, where do y'all get this
well,
from?
I don't personally have a problem with Angel X either, Laura. So that's your
job. Yeah, I don't. Girl, I don't see her. No, thank you.
Stop turning my girlfriend. Y'all, Atlanta has turned Von a few times in a row.
That's late.
Yeah, I will say Angel X was a smooth transition. I didn't have any issues. Normally, I used to be like, oh, my God.
But can I ask y'all a question, though? I still don't understand something. Maybe y'all can help me with this. What does you having to change buildings have to do with you not getting into your function?
Did Dante call in? Did Dante call in?
Jasmine. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
I texted him. What the hell? Why ain't he calling?
he might have been instructed by his new house that he wasn't he was not he can't call in. Can we get a confirm or deny, Rodney?
Say it again.
Was he instructed by his new leadership not to call in?
Probably. No, I don't think so. No, he wasn't instructed on that.
He wasn't instructed. Oh, he just chose to pay it. Oh, okay.
I hope he's able to pay his rent after owing all these people money and shit.
Laura, stop.
Huh?
You up here? Stop. That man, we can't get on.
Huh? But can y'all answer my question? Like, am I the only one confused about that? Like, what is the reasoning? Like, what? Like, you know, you evolve from all the Rodney and Marcus. Like, what? Like, if y'all put them on your flyer and you don't book that person, the person don't come to your ball and your excuse is because you need to change some building that day of. And mind you, when I called that place, I called the place as close to the lady, the owner at Social Haven. She said 2 weeks before that she told him no already.
Wait, Laura, you called the place?
Laura, is you the one that called my venue 2 years ago and tried to get my venue changed?
No.
Some people, you know, being honest, some people's methods of business practices are different than others, and some people are not dependent on one resource to use another resource.
But he clearly lied. The problem that I have is I just think he's being a promoter. He's trying to cover his tracks, but he clearly lied, and that brushed me the wrong way, but I was already in Atlanta. But anyway, he clearly lied and said, well, their liquor license and all this stuff, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But, girl, 2 weeks ago they told you no. So where did you get lost in translation of Jack and Rewind not getting any money? And Rewind even told me that he did not talk to Danye. Last time he spoke to Danye was a week before that. He's been trying to contact Danye for a good hour.
Why would a promoter or a venue give you all their business when they signing contracts and dealing with individuals? Why would they just
I don't know if he paid his deposit with a check. I don't know if he did some little funny stuff. I don't know. She couldn't go into too much detail. She just said, we will not be doing any further services with him. We told him just 2 weeks ago. Because I asked him, I said, well, there's an event supposed to be at this place. And I said, I'm one of the commentators, so I was just calling to make sure everything's confirmed, and how the place set up. And she told me, she said, well, there's no event on that day. She said that event is canceled. I said, And then I called again that same day when he made that post, and I called him again. And she said, no, it was no liquor license or anything like that. So, you know. Which I already knew, but I mean, whatever.
I can't get over that you called.
Laura, you don't think you overstepped your boundaries by calling this man a venue?
Because I was the only person that called. She said quite a few people called already. Don't be no fool.
I can definitely believe that.
She said quite a few people called about the event already, and people had, like, things to say. Like I said before, she couldn't go into deep detail because I'm not a lawyer or an attorney.
I can see you calling, Laura. I can see you calling just to get fear or whatever. But I'm that sure
Jaycon, he put a post up and said, is your category the last category of the ball, the grand prize, is that the last category for the ball? Mind you, that was his original last category was grand prize. And he gagged that everybody found out, so evidently he had to tell somebody what happened. So then he came out with the order categories about a week later or so.
But I wanted to call that building because something didn't seem right. Because I'm like, why are you having a $3,000 grand prize as your last category? And then the sponsor category was like right before the grand prize. I'm like, why would you put your cash categories all the way at the end? That's a big, you know, amount of money to, you know, to wait to the end of the ball. I don't know about that. So that's what made me call that place. And that's when they told me, you know, wah, wah, wah. And I was like, oh. And I put two and two together and I said, something not right.
But, Lord, that's as a promoter, and I know me, Jasmine, Harold, all of we've gone through this, it's a very bad look when you call the venue and start raising questions because they're already, you know, nervous, so they're looking for an out. And, I mean, because, and I'm going to tell you, like, when we had the fourth awards ball in North Carolina at that Victory Lane place, whoever sent those videos over to him with the fights and all of that, that caused us to have to hire extra security. He didn't want us to have it, but thank God we'd already paid off the place and had a contract, and she knew I wasn't playing with her. But if your stuff is not totally legit or 100% together, you know, they could just cancel on you for any reason, whatever they feel like, especially if you feel like you've lied to them. I would just encourage you not to do that. I mean, that's just kind of it. That's it.
Oh, I feel you. I'm going to do it again, though. Like, I will do it again if I don't feel right about the function. And if I know I'm coming to your function and you're giving away $3,000-some, and I know I have somebody walking and I'm preparing my child, I want my child to make sure he would be able to walk. And I didn't, you know, I felt a certain way. And so, yes, I did call. And what? And yes, I did call. He can't do nothing. He ain't going to smack me. He can't fight. He can't do shit. So, baby, I'm very unbothered. And by the way, if he didn't owe such, you know, two other people some money, anywho, like, bitch, I really would have probably, you know, felt fine with it. But since, you know, he owes other people money, that really made it worse. And mind you, like I said, I'm not the only person that called. Hint, hint.
Oh, that's so serious. I hope the girls don't call my venue.
Because we know you give out your, you know, we know that you have a very good reputation. I mean, you have enough balls that we can trust that. Like, we don't know of Marcus Owens such and such $4,000 and $2,500 and $1,000 and pay them $400 one day and still owe them that bunch of dollars and, you know, leather and all that, you know, like, come on.
But you know what? Let me go ahead and get my venue paid off. You know what?
So with everything said and done, let me ask this question. With everything said and done, you know, I hear, because I only heard bits and pieces, Donye owes a couple of people a couple of dollars, but I think that has nothing to do with the ball itself. So bottom line is, does Donye get a, you know, a thumbs up for anything? Or, like, what is the outcome?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Right.
So,
and
I mean,
think he should continue to do it. I just think he shouldn't have a whole weekend out of it. I think or partner with other people. Right. And some people, nobody, I think it would take a lot for somebody to support somebody 4 to 5 days. So maybe next time he should partner with another club and, you know, to kind of share the wealth. And share the expense of something.
It screams greed, first of all, because think about it. If I'm coming down to your ball, I don't want to sit there and pay you $20 for your club on Friday. They got to pay you for your ball on Saturday. They got to pay you for your
Hold on a second now. In Donye's defense, I will say this. Donye was on top of Kelly and myself for weeks because he wanted us to throw a aftermath. He did not want to do Sunday. He wanted us to throw something there, but we kind of pulled out of it because, you know, things that was going on with Kelly. But the original plan was we were going to do something that weekend. He didn't want to. He actually said, Jasmine,
but he still
really
did Thursday night, Friday night,
right,
and Sunday, and had club Sunday. That's a little overkill.
But those wasn't really ball affiliated with.
Yes, it was.
They were geared towards ballroom people.
It was for ballroom people, and so, of course, I mean, it was very ballroom related because it was for ballroom people on Thursday and Friday. So
I mean, this is what I would do. If I was having something like that, I would go to the club on Thursday night or Friday night and say, oh, well, I have, if I want to bring in Von Allure, I would go to the club and say, okay, well, I have this national DJ that goes all over the country, all over the world. Will you split your costs with him? Well, I'll pick, you have him Friday night, I'll have him Saturday night. We split the cost, and maybe Von will give you a deal because you got him two bookings or three bookings.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like the business aspect of thinking about approaching somebody. And then in the long run, you're saving, but you're also sharing the wealth.
No, you're 100%. You're right, Marcus. You're right. You're definitely right, Marcus. But you know something? Donnie's still young, and he's trying. And
okay,
like, maybe he will learn. He'll learn from this, and he'll come back like we all have, and he'll do something different. But I mean, I give him an A for effort. And he's really trying. And actually, he's definitely trying to keep Atlanta, going. And actually, he's taking a step that a lot of people aren't doing.
I'm gonna be honest,
if you well,
me
I think
about,
that's
if you
I think that's the problem too, Jasmine.
Ball, I'll just shut the ball down.
People in Atlanta are getting very offended when people say. Atlanta has been, it hasn't had the record attendance that it's had in previous years, but people are still having events. And how I say this, Donye's ball had no more people than a Ken ball, a Ken and Booty ball, so I hate when people try to distinguish, like, Atlanta's had great successful balls in the last few years. It's not like Atlanta just went to 100
ball
people.
Stewart's ball.
So there have been, so you don't want to say somebody is bringing Atlanta back. Atlanta might have declined a little bit in attendance, but it ain't like it went nowhere. And balls all over have decreased.
I don't think I was saying that, he's bringing it back. It's basically trying to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? He's really trying to.
Some people in Atlanta are interpreting what he's saying,
right,
and that's why they're offended.
Right.
Because they're like, well, Donye's
personality can come off a certain way, though, as well. Donye's personality can come off very strong to a lot of people, and a lot of girls not going to go for that. They're not some old stern queen. They're not going to go for that. They're going to
It's kind of like the casino. Don't take my money and smile. When I lose a hand at blackjack, or I'm constantly losing, Miss T, don't smile while you're taking my money. Because it seems like you're trying me. Does that make sense? I'm about to jump on this lady at the casino, bitch, because she kept smiling. And she's like, I'm supposed to smile. Bitch, not why you're taking all our money.
I'm just saying, as a party promoter, if you think you're a party promoter and you got your own copy, all I'm saying is that if you're going to put people on your flyer, that should be your first thing to book. That should be your first thing to be doing, like to be making sure that you get people's info, because that's what people are paying for. If they see that Fantasia or Jennifer Hudson or whoever is going to be at this event, that's who the fuck they paying for. They want to see that person. They don't want to see no damn Ashanti that she wasn't on there. They don't want to see some F-rated local artist. They wasn't on there. That's what it gave. The ball gave very some F-rated local art, like local commentator. We didn't. That's not what I paid. That's not what I wanted to see. I didn't ask for that. I wanted what was on that flyer. If I wanted to see Norman Mizrahi, I would have just went to some balls and whatever, pay my $10 or whatever, go see him.
But everything that he did do was nice. The trophies, the food, all of that was definitely, top. He definitely promoted the event. You definitely got to say he promoted it.
Okay, he promoted down. He promoted the event down. He's very good with that. Very good with that. I just say if you put somebody on your flyer or whatever, just make sure you have them there. I don't care what the issue is, unless that person dead or his mother just died 10 minutes beforehand before the flight, then that's understandable. But other than that, it was no. You can't tell me that you had a liquor license and the people didn't have the appropriate liquor license, because I know that's not true. So that's not going to fly. That story is
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Father Michi Levin. Happy birthday, Father Amari Khan.
Jesus, look coming.
Happy birthday, Father Amari Khan.
Amari Khan.
Amari Carr. Midwest father, Amari Carr.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Laura knows Amari.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does.
Marco knows her very well, too.
Laura, tread lightly.
What? Okay.
Laura, all day? Really? All day? You?
Wow.
2 days. 2 days.
Anybody else?
Laura disappears for, you know, a couple of weeks. Everybody be crying. Where's Laura? Laura, Laura. But when she's back,
life,
bitch, when she's here. I mean, oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Nelly Khan. We missed you in Atlanta this weekend.
Oh, girl, bye. She's another one. She's throwing the ball, too, up in Baltimore. And the girl time is that don't count for their next Baltimore Awards ball. Child, girl.
And happy birthday to the Balenciaga
quick,
twins
though,
on Thursday. Happy birthday,
everybody. Real quick, though, but did y'all talk about this? Can y'all really give the tea? Because I ain't even get it. Because, you know, I don't be on Facebook like that. What the hell is going on with Caesar and the child and the
Y'all ain't
talk about that.
So this is what
happened. Now we got time.
Well, because I wasn't really going to get into that because I don't really.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. Y'all go ahead and talk about that.
Well, look, so Caesar went to my age, this girl named Myasha, whatever her name is. She looks fucking fierce anyway. I don't know who she is. Caesar went to her ball or whatever to take the ball. I guess she was supposed to pay him whatever. She never paid him his money. So he made some posts on Facebook and went ham or whatever. They went, you know, they was going back and forth or whatever for like a day or two, and then they said that they rectified the situation. I guess, you know, they talked about it. It was fine. And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened today or just last night, them bitches start going off or whatever. Myasha or just read him, Sanaya, Lisa or whatever, and just went off. Like,
well, didn't she say she gave him a deposit? She did send him some money in advance.
She gave him a deposit. She said what happened was when he got there, he asked for $450-some or something. And she felt like he was trying to get over, so she gave him very girl, good, adios, goodbye. Use your deposit money. I ain't helping you. And then he gave
no one even knew who the girl was.
Yeah, then she said she threatened him or
that's
whatever.
The even bigger
and then that's when he got nervous or whatever. So I guess he just, you know, hit it up, you know, grabbed his cameras and hit it up out of there because she get very, like, she don't mind. You know, she don't mind fighting or whatever. So, you know, that's what it was. I mean, and now she's just telling people, like, don't, you know, go to, because she's throwing another ball next month. So Caesar was telling people don't come to her ball or whatever. So she told Caesar, you know, something about himself or whatever. And I just, like, at the end of the day, this is how I feel about it. To be honest, I'm not trying to dog Caesar or anything like that. I mean, Barbara Sovac is good and everything else. But I never understood why ball promoters even book Caesar to come to the event when all they do is read their ball anyway. So, like, why would you pay them all this money for them to read your function?
I'm just gonna say this. I'm gonna encourage everyone
to
be
with their iPads or whatever for free, and they can take it for free and throw it on YouTube.
I want everyone to be intelligent. Whoever you decide to hire, why not get it in writing? Especially if you're sending someone some money in advance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna say, just so everything can be out written. If y'all just had, even if it's just a Facebook message, okay, I'm sending you this deposit. This is what I owe you. So it's just in writing, so everybody understands. I just don't see how business is not on your mind, but you're supposed to be having a ball. You know you'll fall out with your girlfriend over $20. What make you think you can send somebody $100 or $200 in advance and don't think that they might possibly trip about it?
See, if you get it right in a contract, if you do in a contract,
there's enough templates on your computer that you can download to get yourself a little contract, build it up, it'll hold up, honey.
But
make
I have
one
to
really
that
quickly
Caesar
and And all these verbal agreements is just not working anymore.
But, Jasmine, I have been told that Caesar do trial from a lot of other ball promoters where they said that Caesar would say one price, but then all of a sudden he would want to bring Corey and G with him, and then all of a sudden, you know, the prices are some different, you know, when it's the time of the ball. So I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out.
Well, you know what,
we need to, Icon, Rodney, Harold,
we need to start appointing people. You know, we're going to appoint a ballroom secretary to make contracts for all the girls, for the commentators and camera people and all the rest of them. And Kate will have a madam secretary of ballroom, and all you girls can go to the to this one secretary and pay her $24. You know I'm all about business and making money, guys. Give me a couple of months. I'll get this shit together. We'll have
How
one
you
girl.
Have a ballroom secretary when you had girls that came and get past.
Everybody can get their contracts made and all the rest of that stuff. So all these commentators can stop. All the DJing can stop. All these camera people can stop. Get your contracts together and get that all organized. Because, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. No, I don't,
well,
you know.
That's why balls are flopping.
Huh?
That's why balls are flopping, if you ask me. Because
I think
it's
the bottom line is that somebody, you know, if you agree to a certain price or whatever, you know, just put it in some sort of writing. Don't change it up at the last minute. And if you change it up at the last minute and the person doesn't agree to it, then, you know, bottom line, then
that's it.
Well, first off, it ain't but too many people I'm paying in advance.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But you know that goes, you know, somebody that you know that's done it plenty of times with you, you know, that you build a rapport with, that you know that you can trust. I mean,
and those people
different.
You build rapport with, those are the ones that's not going to ask you for nothing in advance. If something sounds too good to be true, obviously it is.
I think he did it because he ain't been taping nobody balls recently except Vogue Night. So he's going to F-rated balls. He's just trying to get what he
did. But then
the
sad part about it is, too, in their defense, sometimes it's really hard because, I mean, there used to be a time when Von Allure and Selvin and Jack and all them, they'll pay their way and get there on their own. And, of course, you know, you reimburse them or, you know, it's all in their package or whatever. You know, you give them the money, you know, but back then it was kind of easy to get around. Now it's not, and now you're taking a chance. So a lot of these girls are like, bitch, before I pay for this or, you know, find my way to get there, I want to make sure that the event is going to take place. And then,
yeah,
you know,
a lot of times you got to look at the ball promoter, too, who's throwing this event,
mm-hmm.
because if you look at them, if you just observe them and just look at them, you can kind of tell if they got the money or not. And I hate to say it that way, but you can kind of tell. If you really
mm-hmm.
think, if you look at her, you could kind of tell, like, that wouldn't make you jump out to the seat and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go tape her ball, and she's going to give me my money when I get there. Because if you look at her, all she wears little jeans, little cut-off shorts that she cut with some scissors and little tube tops or whatever with a bad hair job. Like, she don't scream money to me. Like, it wasn't screaming like she got the coin. So,
Laura, a lot of bitches that look like money are broke.
Oh, I understand.
So looks may be deceiving.
She's in Baltimore. That's another one.
So wait, there was another Baltimore ball this weekend?
It was another
Baltimore event
Thursday. Yeah, another one. It's another one on next. Well, this
and
Thursday,
there's another one coming
yeah.
up, Baltimore.
Uh huh. Nelly's birthday.
Good
ball,
night, child. Good night. Yeah, I only got 5 minutes. Good night.
All right, we got to play our game real quick. Ballroom things that make you go,
Okay, can I start it off?
Mm-hmm.
You live in Baltimore, but you don't go to balls.
Well, in Jason's defense, it really was a mini ball.
it could still be a mini ball. I told him to just go. I don't care if it's a mini ball. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. Go.
Laura,
I'm not going to a ball where I don't know the people.
Things that make
were you
going to
do what?
How am I going to go to a ball that has not been promoted, and they don't even talk about in the city that I live in. If they don't talk about the balls here, how am I supposed to know about them? I just found out about them listening to Marcus talk about them.
But maybe you can be the one to talk about and promote it.
Right, but if I don't know about it, if they don't even talk about it here, how am I supposed to know about it?
Well, now you could be the go-to girl for it.
I got enough on my plate.
Mm-hmm. Nice. See y'all next week.
All right.
Things that make you, ballroom things that make you go,
Things that make you go, I would say, ball promoters throwing events when you have many grand prize and the same house wins all the cash and then you come out as that house. You come out as that actual house member.
Girl, stop your shit.
But it's true.
Laura, it was what, 7 judges? It was only 1 Balenciaga.
It was 9 judges the second half.
Yeah, 9 second half, okay. 7 the first half, only 1 Balenciaga.
And you know how to pay out 3-4 judges, too, also.
No, you can't pay them. No, you can't pay the other people for doing how you're going to pay the judges off.
Ballroom things that make you go, fake legends and icons, reading other fake legends and icons.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh. Wait, Marcus, who do you think is a fake legend that was on the opposite end? Not on Terry end, but who you thought was a fake legend on the other end?
I said what I had to say, girl. Y'all go ahead. We got 2-4 minutes. It's supposed to make you say it ain't supposed to make you say hallelujah. It's supposed to make you say It's supposed to make you hum. You can't say a word, you just wave your hand.
I'm trying to pick a one too.
Y'all not playing tonight?
Things that make you go judges chopping girls for drag face when the judge don't have face themselves.
I mean, I don't have face either, but I'm allowed to chop somebody's face.
Oh, I was just saying.
Things that make you go, Michi?
I'm trying to think of one.
I have one. I got one.
Oh, Lord.
I got one.
There you go.
I got to say it right so it don't sound stupid. The things that make you go, the same motherfuckers that was on the bandwagon to ban and kick Laura out of the room are the same ones that amped her up for all that bullshit today and agreed with her all day long. But yet, y'all got on my case saying I should kick her out the room and the room ain't nothing because of her, but yet she's the main one shaking the table and y'all the main ones agreeing with bullshit. And the same ones that sat there and said the group ain't nothing but evil and the group is fucking up the ballroom and everything, but y'all got so many comments in that group when y'all want to make a personal opinion about somebody else. But yes, y'all still come to this show and to that group whenever y'all want to express y'all. Let me set up. I have a show tomorrow about the shit.
Things that make you go, things that make you go, when real profiles always want to blame fake profiles for the evil stuff that happens in ballroom, when that real profile is sick and dying, and they over there getting their house kids dead too as well.
Oh, my God.
Laura.
All right.
Laura.
Ooh, things that make you go, when a fake profile finally reveals themselves and you basically want to tell them, you got nerve, bitch.
Ooh.